Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To give a piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio.
Here can't be beat. The flash of me.
Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. To pump the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone who's joining us in the forum this evening. Live, of course, as you know, joining us tonight is going to be Brother Panic, and we're actually going to go ahead and get ourselves ready for that show and get straight into the show. But I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone in the chat room, and also all of you listening all over the world, and thank you guys for coming out. It is Friday night, and of course, it is time for The Remix. If you don't know how to get here or you want to come and join us in chat, just simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. The chat room is open. If you're a guest and this is your first time joining, it only takes a second for you to sign up. Just go down to the bottom and click sign up. Tell us who you are and come in the chat room. Everyone is sure to make you welcome. It's so good to have you guys in the house tonight. I see you filling up over here. As well as if you want to call in and listen via the phone, you can do that as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you want to call in and listen live. Or you can actually Skype in as well. And to Skype in, you just Skype in. Don't Skype me, but Skype in, and you'll be right here in the house. So if you guys did not get a chance to hear the chat and chill that I did on Sunday night, you want to go back and do that, as well as the show with Elder Haru and with all of the shows in The Remix. Just download, download, download. You can click the iTunes button, or you can go directly to iTunes, search for The Remix, and you can download the shows that way as well, too. So that's how you're going to be able to do that. I see that you guys are kind of bum-rushing the chat room there, so you may have to refresh if you're over there and you're not hearing. But we're going to go ahead. We're going to get into some music. We're going to go ahead and get into some share because we got a lot of information that Brother Panic is going to be bringing us tonight, tonight, tonight. And we're going to talk about that after we come right back. So here we go. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue to get us started, and they're going to jam a little bit with the Wu-Tang Clan to go ahead and get us in the form. So sit back and relax, and let's get ready.
La, 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 The Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's The Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in The Remix.
Hey, yeah!
Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to be listening to a little bit of the Wu-Tang Clan and listening to The Wolf. So, get up and move, and let's get ready.
The Fox! He's got a fox! Mr. Wolf, he's the guy who chased Fred through the woods and ate Grandma. But a dog is a dog is a dog is a dog, unlike the wolf who made a widower of Grandpa.
Yeah, mother flake my cat, sexual ass. I whack the ab when I set my path. The vet don't crash, I'm built to long last. Grab my money clip, I hit the bong fast. Earn my respect, my checks, they better cash. Bang on the tree with my nigga Fred Glass. Knuckles brass,
jumping out of cabs, grabbing money bags. Next shot right through your hovercraft. You do the math, my ass and tongue slash. When you learn, it's the turn to shaft. The genuine thriller, the mill of draft. My force might blur, the Porsche purr. The apple martini, of course, the stir. I'll do the honor, the Shaolin bomber. Shark in armor, I bring the drama.
Defecating on the map, Wu-Tang taking it back, no faking in the rap. Nah, I realize that these niggas hating on the fact that the kid is blazing his track and hating on him back. My dough stacked up with those who the Mac, ducking po-po, blowing smoke goes in the lack. To be exact, the one no hassle with the stat. And the big apple, we the rotten apples in the back, yeah. Saw a villain, how the fuck y'all feeling? Non-stop bar killing on the block, we was killing them. The arch villains, when the blood starts spilling, any stuff starts spilling, body bags, we was filling them. Yeah, now I got it in the smash. I house a man, wanna and a llama in the dash. Me and my comrades following the cash, and living a day like tomorrow is the last.
Like a coyote out on the desert, where the foxes never go, and the wolves they never go.
Yeah. Yo, would you recognize a jewel for what it is when you see it, or would you take it for something else and get told to fuck up? Men come together for the common cause, to beat your ass just because there's a line you don't cross, offending the boys. Why, of course, it's one selected for your headshot. I'm back in the yard again, the bar's calling. 15 cents of this to how you strolling. Ladies like, damn, Papa, you looking right. I love to give you some of this pussy, and I'm a dyke. I write when the energy's right to spark friction. DJ cutting it, spinning the back mixing. Break pop, lock, chicken. Poetry description for the motion picture reenactment. Activate the higher the shaft and keep it classic. Rap revolution, every black, yo, pass that.
Everyone, we're going to go ahead and get ready to get into the chair. So much that Brother Panic is going to be covering with us here tonight, the psyche, the shadow, self, and the ego. So let's go ahead and bring Brother Panic on the line with us. Peace and greetings.
Peace. You can hear me, Miss Blue?
Yes, we certainly can. Peace, Brother Panic.
Peace. How do you do? How do you do, Mrs. G?
I am wonderful. It's always good to have you here in the house. And I can tell you, as soon as everyone seen the title of the show, wow, it just generated all kinds of things and confirmations.
Blue, where are you? Let me know if y'all can still hear me. All right, so we're waiting for Blue to come back and so she could do her intros. And if she don't, I'll try the two-way caller. But today's show is on persona, self, shadow, ego, and anima. This is based upon the motto of Carl Jung. Carl Jung was a psychologist, a psychiatrist, whatever you want to call him, and he was probably the opposite side of Sigmund Freud. When I was talking to Bobby, what Bobby would tell me was Sigmund Freud was actually in rival with Jung, but Sigmund Freud got popular. So what
yes.
he did – oh, you're back, Blue?
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, we couldn't hear you. You still have more intro. I started to lay down the show, but
– okay, yes.
But, yeah, you keep going, please. It's not the same without you. Just not the same.
Okay. All right, everyone. So like I was going to say, Brother Panic is going to be dropping this for us tonight. We have some new people who are listening from all over the world. And so I want to welcome you guys from no matter what part of the world that you're listening for tonight. And definitely welcome you guys to call in as well. And, of course, if you want to contact Brother Panic, I'm going to give this out. We'll be giving it out throughout the show and telling you more about all of the products and services that Brother Panic offers as well. But you can email him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, at hotmail.com to get that information as well. So now...
Ms. Blue, before we move on, since you brought this up, there's something I would love to say at this point.
Yes.
If you decide to get a herb pack for me, you got to remember, you wasn't the first one with the bright idea to get one. So when you get one, there are people who have paid before you. So many people who have paid before you. So what I say when I send out that first information is I send out once a week, but yours will come based upon how many orders I have. After I do a show, such as the one you're listening to now, I get a flood. So it was actually a little bit better when I was in New York because New York, it's an abundance of mail. But here, they do not take that. They tell me to get the fuck out of line when I come with 30 packages. and I'm sorry to bring you presentations such as the one you're about to receive tonight. I can't go to the mailbox every day because you get an herb pack that's eventually going to come. You get what I'm saying? So if time is of issue, we need to then bring this up before you send your PayPal, your little PayPal money. Because, and also there's someone who emailed me, I'm looking at my mailbox every day. Just tell me that you took my money and you're not going to send me the pack so I don't get my hopes up. Like, when someone sends me something like that, I'm wondering how the fuck are you studying metaphysics to be that goddamn naive? First and foremost, how can I still be selling this for a year and waiting for you to send your little $27 and then go, now I've done it. You know what I mean? I finally did all of this to scam this one person out of their little $20. So everybody gets a pack. In fact, there's some people who my heartstrings go out to and get extra packs, extra CD. But everyone is going to get served. You send your money, you're going to get your pack. It just depends on I want you to really think about it. What I'm giving you is going to change your life. You spent all those fucking years in church. You can wait an extra more few days before your pack to save your life. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? They've been telling you in church to give your money up for the building fund that we've been trying to fix the heater in the church for 17 years. You've been giving your little money. So now you can't wait a few extra days for your herb pack, which really could serve you. Now, the other side of that is this. You're not doing me a favor. I don't have the mentality that you're doing me a favor because you're buying me an herb pack, and when you do not get it on the day you think you're supposed to get it, that you're spiting me. This shit helps you understand your true self. So
true.
I will take credit for me doing the favor here. You get what I'm saying? Me doing the favor. You're not doing the favor. I'm offering this for people who are serious about their work because it is an excellent tool. And I am not eBay. You don't get to send me your little 20-something dollars, then hound me every fucking day. Where's my pack? Did you send it yet? It's coming. If this was an issue, let's discuss this up front. I could tell you how many people are in the queue. Right now in the queue, there's 40 people. I send about 30 packages each week. So that means that last 10 who sent them last,
right,
they go next. You get what I'm saying? You may miss the ship date, but you will get your product. That's what it is.
Right.
And the last
yes.
thing I'm going to speak on this is people will pay me their little 20-something dollars for an herb pack, then write me constantly about their fucking dreams. No, buying an herb pack is not the key to get my fucking attention. You get what I'm saying? An herb pack business is the herb pack business. Now, some people I get to know through the email. I get to know it's their second order. Some people on their third order and order four packs. So it's only right that we have this back and forth. Then it naturally comes up, well, I had a dream or I was wondering about this because we have a banter. It's not the key
right.
to get in to get my attention. You get what I'm saying? So it's
right.
not about being cold, uncaring to something that may be going on in your life, but you're not going to use this to try to feed off of me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I'd rather you keep that and I'll keep my herbs. You get what I'm saying? This is
right.
in... This is in, and I hate to even say it, my yacht balance. You get what I'm saying? This is something for people who are into their spiritual. This is a spiritual tool for people who are into their spiritual work. So the whole transaction could go that way. One of my favorite things about getting into the herb pack business is giving you your fucking money back. Soon enough, look, where's my goddamn herbs? No. Here you go. Here's your money back. Because it ain't going
right.
to work for your old ignorant ass anyway. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
so again, this ain't about money. This is about transformation. The donation you pay works to buy more herbs and maybe some spaghetti. But at the end of the day, you will benefit more. And I have a long list of happy herb pack users. This is for you.
Yes.
Remember that. So long story short, long rant short, or long story longer, just if you have an issue with time, I'll be able to give you a better ETA or some sort of ETA, and then you make your decision there. You get what I'm saying? You make your decision.
Right.
But I will let you know, there's not one person who paid and didn't get an herb pack, not one. So don't worry about it.
Right. Beautiful.
All right.
Well, we are ready to go ahead and get
okay.
started. To begin, I know you kind of started to talk about the psyche, the shadow self, and the ego.
All right. I'll get into it. What I started to talk about was where this model that we're going to break down tonight, or I'm going to break down tonight, is from Carl Jung. And that field they in, psychiatry, is second or still under mythology. Mythology is the explanation of the psyche, the true self.
Right.
And so what Freud and Jung, just to take these two guys who were leaders in the field, were doing were taking it and intellectualizing it as opposed to story form. And Jung, as opposed to Freud got famous. So Freud made and he did everything to tailor it to today, why everything becomes Freudian. Carl Jung still kept the spiritual aspect in his work. Now, Carl Jung is a little bit more popular now because you got a lot of white folks getting into the New Age movement. So it now becomes Freud versus Carl Jung. You get what I'm saying? The Carl Jung, you still can, you know, and they show it all the time whenever you see psychiatry shows, for instance, on The Sopranos, which was basically a show halfway dedicated to his psychological makeup or curing. They show other psychiatrists that his main psychiatrist, and they would have the chimes and the soft music in the back, the long one-piece dress and tell me about it and speaking soft because they were from that Carl Jung school. And she was more intellectual, legs crossed, glasses. She was from Freud school.
Right.
Now, the model that I used, because every based upon that model, everyone has their interpretation, this basic model. And it is not the absolute law, but just like you would use the Tree of Life or any other system to try to understand yourself, this was a good one. When people seen it, they also see seen that one of the guys that did a lecture on it was a white man named Joseph Campbell. And most of us, as I see already, understand and know who Joseph Campbell is. Joseph Campbell was one of the foremost scholars on mythology, but not just one area. He knew how to take and see the common thread in all mythologies, something that Bobby Hemmett has been trying to get black folks to do for a long time, but they just can't get with that Greek or Roman shit. But we're going to but we're going to end that tonight talking about this model. And this is something that's in time and supposed to happen because I was talking to my man, Ken Cook, the one who brought you the Fish and Marshmallow saga. And he was asking, you know, we were just chopping it up, conscious talk, and this subject came up. And I was going to talk about it, but said, maybe. And brought the same subject up about the persona, the self, the ego, the shadow, the anima. So we started getting into it. I said, okay, that means I'm supposed to do it. And as I told Blue about it, she said, I'm studying this right now from Carl Jung.
Yeah.
So it's clear this is supposed to happen. Like I said, I took a lot of notes, and we'll see where this goes because spiritually it's supposed to be said.
Right.
So we're going to see where this goes.
Beautiful.
All right. Anything you want to add to that, Blue, before we start going into this?
I think we're in a good place. Everybody is getting themselves situated, and I'm ready to go, you know. I just want to let everybody know just ride with it, ride with it. I'm good.
Okay. All right. So we'll start. Joseph Campbell says, and this I know to be true, there are in all mythology, there's two layers of myth. One is called elementary ideas, and the other one is called folk ideas. So what does this mean? What that means is in every mythology, no matter who you are, white, black, orange, Indian, Greek, Chinese, let's just take for example, they have a love goddess. There's always a love goddess. There's always a Christ figure. There's always a father figure. You get what I'm saying? There's always a evil figure. There's always a opposition to the love goddess for the most time. If it's not Lakshmi, it's A. Lakshmi. If it's not, it's Dantor and Azuli Frida and Azuli Dantor. There's these things that show up in every mythology. These are called elementary ideas. Template ideas. The thing that we as black folk can't understand as layered on these elementary ideas are what they call folk ideas. So when you see the Greek pantheon, which is a folk idea or a cultural complex, or better yet, a cultural interpretation of elementary ideas.
Yeah.
We do not see it as ours. Now, Bobby Hemmett's been talking for a long time. You need to look into the Greek thing. Why is he saying that? Because he has figured out, as Joseph Campbell has figured out, as I later on has figured out, and you should be figuring out tonight, that the elementary ideas are ours. We're the first ones with the mythology, and the templates are there. They layer their folk ideas on top of our mythology. So they look white, they dress white. You'll see some white shit in there.
But the stories that come from the soul or the true self are ours. They're ours. And the fact that they're ours and we think that they're theirs, they let all the information out. In Greek mythology,
right.
Norse mythology, Scandinavian, Norse, Greek, Roman mythology. Let's
right.
take those. We don't touch those. That's for white folks. No, they convince you that they somehow have a history in this. But this starts from our mythology, Sumerian mythology, Egyptian mythology, which is older than that. So what they did was take the elementary ideas, the Christ figure, the mother figure, the Madonna figure, the father
right.
figure, you get what I'm saying? And then the devil figure, and they just put their folklore on top of it. Now, why is the key to get into theirs? Because they're so free with letting it out. It's your story. But they don't let out all the Egyptian story, all the stuff that you hold on to dearly and say, well, I'm an Egyptian and they are Roman. No, all the stories there. You could find
right.
out more about Osiris if you study Dionysus. Pan,
yeah.
Pan is the baby Horus. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And when Horus grows up, he becomes also Dionysus, his father. So the sexual aspect in Dionysus that's missing from Osiris. So if you want to learn more about Osiris, you could read Dionysus. But if you think that white people made it, it's, you shut your own self out. You get what I'm saying? No, it's built upon elementary ideas, and people add their own folklore. Shiva is Osiris. See, if I live in a environment that's based upon sand, I cannot tell you about water deities. It's going backwards for me. You get what I'm saying? So
right,
I have
right.
to throw my own folklore on there.
Yeah.
I have to throw my folklore on there. All right? So now that we understand those two things, it's key because I'm going to explain where these areas of folklore come in and elementary ideas come in. Primal ideas. Now, Carl Jung would call these elementary ideas archetypes of the unconscious, meaning from the, or he would also call it the collective unconscious. What does that mean? Means the collective unconscious of the humanity still talks about same elementary ideas, meaning I didn't have to meet the Chinese people because I live across the world, but my mythology has the same elemental ideas as someone else who I didn't meet because it's coming from the unconscious, the archetypes of the unconscious. So love or the love goddess is an archetype of the unconscious. Now, I'll try to describe it here. Jung comes up with a model for what he calls the psyche, because the psyche represents the thinking, acting apparatus of the human being from the unconscious, conscious, and the hidden. So your entire focus, your entire being of thinking or the brain mechanism or the thought mechanism, what moves you is all encompassed in this model. And it's a circle with a dot in the middle.
Yes.
And there's a line, a horizontal line at the top for about 20% or 10% going horizontally from the top of the circle. That dot in the middle, he represents as your soul or the self. Now, let's not get caught up in these names, but it represents what you truly are. Let's just say that. That line, so the self is about 90% of you. That 10% that's left over is called the ego. Now, let's be clear on this, if we're not clear already. Because, you know, I see people, I'm trying to stop my ego. Or if I say, hey, ma'am, you're harassing me. You're a fucking idiot. Oh, my God, panic, you have an ego. That has nothing to do with the occult. Every single, this world, the place you live in, the shoes you wear, is a construct of your ego. Humanity is the ego, the end. As a human, you cannot get out of your ego. Everything is experienced through the ego. This entire matrix is the ego. So your goal as a conscious person is not to get out of the ego. You got to think about this, and I've said this before. If you had no ego, you cannot do anything. You cannot present yourself.
Right.
If someone smacks your mother, you then have to say, this doesn't anger me because I have no ego. You get what I'm saying? The shirt you pick versus the shirt I pick to present myself is the ego. In the occult. So then you say, well, why is this talk panic? Because you sound all – that don't sound right. Why is this talk panic? Because you – because we're supposed to control our ego. Let me make this clear. You're supposed to understand your ego at least. At least. There's things about defeating the ego, you know, Buddha did this and Buddha did that. But if you read the whole Buddha story, he said, fuck all of that. I get it. I'm supposed to feel all of this shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Feeling this shit and enjoying the moment. So, in fact, all that now and living the now and all of that, that's from Buddhism. That's a subset from Buddhism. He actually went and tried to destroy the ego and flopped, actually. The realization Buddha had was, oh, shit, I left my wife and my kids. What the fuck am I doing? I need to enjoy that now. That's bliss. In fact, he said, you may have a favorite cup, and that favorite cup of yours is your bliss. He said, but what you can guarantee is that cup will be broke. So not to focus on the tragedy of life, of the cup being broke. You need to focus on the happy times that you had with the cup. And that's the only bliss you're going to get down here. You get what I'm saying? So if you remember in the Matrix, which I know niggas don't understand, when the Oracle said, he said, I'm sorry, I broke your cup. She said, I knew you was going to break my cup. Remember that?
Right,
she said, the question is, would you have done it if you would have known? What she's saying is the same thing straight out of Buddhism. Your favorite cup is going to be broke. Your pillow, your favorite pillow is going to get lost. Your cat will die. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
But you need to live in the moment with your cat. So that's a part of what she was saying. Now, so how do you defeat the ego? What is the ego? The ego, see, this is what Negro problems are today. I'm watching you on Facebook. What you're not, the ego must live in accord with self. What you're doing is taking your ego and trying to shape self with your ego. So that means everything you enjoy or think is pro-God, you try to shape yourself. Let's say the self say, did you know the whole is God? You don't want to hear that. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
See, in other words, the things you don't like that may come up in your study, you don't let that start to shape you and run your life. You throw away the things you don't like and just the shit that you like. You know, I'm a goddess. The end. Well, what God shit did you do? I just am. You know what I'm saying? So it's the question becomes, is the ego running your study or are you bypassing the ego with messages from the self? What is the messages from the self? Well, the language of the self is mythology.
Yes.
Templates, elementary mythology. That's the language. The language of the self is dreams, but every single thing is interpreted through the ego. So if your ego is, and I'm going to talk about what a true out-of-control ego is, telling you to kiss my ass and look at me, bitch, I got wings, that's a small part of the ego that you're trying to get that. I don't want to go forward, but choice is actually the ego you're trying to stop. And what are we known for in America? You can be anything you want to be.
Right.
Think about that shit. And I'm going to go into detail on that's actually the ego that fucked you up. I can be anything I want to be, a butcher, a baker, or a candlestick maker. You get what I'm saying? That's actually what's fucking you up. Remember, all around the world, they don't got that option.
No, they don't.
They don't have that option. If your
right.
if your daddy was a farmer, you might as well get used to the plow.
Being
you know
a
what I'm
farmer.
Saying? You, right, and I'm going to show you how that's in attunement with self.
Mm-hmm.
With self. Now, but I don't. It's going to come up soon, but I don't want to go ahead.
Yeah. It's more of a Western phenomenon about being
right, it's a Western phenomenon. That's why that
yeah.
bullshit, what's that shit they always say? Nothing's greater. America is the greatest country in the world, which is fucking fantasy.
Right.
What it is the most egomaniac country in the world. And let me see my notes so we can go on. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Right.
Brother
so it's
Panic,
what
everyone.
We have. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. I was
okay.
just going to fill in
oh,
that
okay.
spot. Go ahead.
What's wrong here is we lost the ability to understand the language of self. We lost the ability to understand the language of self. And this is why every time I have a chat and chill, someone says, what did that dream mean?
Yes.
Well, that's another way of saying, I don't know what myself is talking about anymore.
Right.
Following what I'm saying? So
yes,
when you're trying to convince me that you're so advanced and you got it going on, you don't even know what your own self is saying no more. Why is that? Because the ego is interrupting it. It's actually interrupting it with logic. See, how do you shut down, or one of the ways to shut down with ego, you got to understand your ego is logic. 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 Your ego is logic. So one of the ways to shut it down is an intellectual pursuit. Then once you fed the ego or given it what it needs, you've given the baby its bottle, you then could get to work. So every single crazy insane that comes to same thing that comes to mind to me, my ego cannot get in the way because I know how to shut it up with a book that I either read or can read. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
Most people, the crazy shit happened. I hear this all day. Something told me to do this, but I can't find the book, or I can't find the study, or ISIS didn't say that. So what you have is your ego that's actually blocking you. You get what I'm saying? Blocking
right.
you from the language of self. The language of self talks in symbols. Fish and marshmallows. Why do you think I talked to him today? After all the talking I'm doing, there's a guy who said the language, he said something that came from the language of self, but the difference
That's right.
is he followed through without question. Remember,
right.
okay, if you think I'm bullshitting, Bobby Hemmett, if he never talked about this, he showed it in many ways. He said, I don't have any more echinacea in the house. Fuck it. I'm going to cure myself with some peach soda.
Yes.
And he did. And he did. Well, what's happening
right.
here? That was the display of an individual who has gone beyond the ego or logic.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
So he could
right.
be arrogant as all fuck. A maniac is all fuck. But in the occult, he went beyond the motherfucking ego. No matter what you think of his personality, he understands and listens to the language of self. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
The self
right.
said, oh, fuck echinacea. Your mind thinks you were only told that echinacea works in the first place. That's why you
That's right.
call it echinacea.
That's
Yourself
why.
Is
yes.
telling you motherfucking peach soda works too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't get to tell me later on, well, healing is all in the mind. Well, if it's in the mind, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
The self is the real mind. You get what I'm saying? What you got is from a person who thinks healing is all in the ego, which you intellectually co-sign with what works. I know echinacea works because. Vitamin E works because. But explain peach soda working. You can't because that's the ego that's blocking you.
Right.
So instead of explaining why peach soda works, you just sum it up to go, well, it's magic. It's a magical apparatus. The deities did it. You get what I'm saying? That's usually the short-term explanation without having to give a lecture about how he made peach soda work for him. You get what I'm saying? Because he's guided by something that's bigger than the ego. Not the ego of, look at my sneakers. That ain't got shit to do with anything. It's the it's the part of your ego that says, this is not right and exact because. And there's a word in the occult for it. It's called reason. You reasoning with it. So by all the books that I read, I exhausted all possibilities of reading reason. All possibilities of reason, which then takes you, if you take the next step into the world of self and opening up and getting down to the magical apparatus, which is you.
Right. Yes.
Did you want to say something, Lou?
Oh, well, I was just going to say, even modern medicine has now moved to that thought. And even when it comes to healing, I thought this was a good time to bring this up, that they know that if the patient has not decided to heal, then nothing is going to work. Just like they use the sugar pills to give people sugar pills. They did a study. They gave people real medicine and told them, take two of these and it's going to make that symptom go away. And then they gave a group of different people sugar pills and told them, take two of these and it's going to make it go away. Both groups came back with success when they told them, you took a sugar pill.
Right, and what do you mean by that? You know what I'm saying? It must have been some medicinal sugar, and or on the other side, the hypochondriac that makes themselves sick all the time. You get what I'm saying? So it's clear that this stuff generates from the mind. So it's from your own divine mind that you can heal and cure yourself. You get what I'm saying? So you've convinced yourself that herbs work. And they work.
That's right.
And they will work as long as you believe it. But see, it's not so much that you have to get to the level where you can heal yourself with peach soda. What I'm talking about, that's the example of how you go within to start dealing with all your shit out here. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? All your shit out here. It may tell you to go eat some grass to pay your rent. You wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't do that, but what is that? That's the ego saying, that's not reasonable. You get what I'm saying? So in the occult, I need you niggas to stop saying, well, that's your ego, because you sound silly. You get what I'm saying? That's not what it means. Right. And in other words, you just don't like me, motherfucker, but I'll be happy to let you know. I'll be happy to let you know. I am comfortable with that. I'm comfortable with that. I accumulated in this lifetime enough people who do like me. So you befriending me is quite all right. You may not like it. You get what I'm saying? I get it. But remember, the reason why you're my friend in the first place is to hear this hot shit, not to wonder what pictures I got up in my philosophy on how women should, you know, wear their shirts or whatever. You get what I'm saying? Now, understand, that portion of your ego is what's needed. It's your face. And I'm going to get into how that also was controlled with what you call cultures. You get what I'm saying? Cultures. Mm-hmm. And how these cultures unified the ego to shut it down. Everyone wore the same thing. Everyone ate the same thing. I don't want to go ahead. I'm going to break it all down.
Okay.
All right. So in this model, that top 10% goes to the ego. And everything from the center or the self or the soul must be filtered through the ego. So if your ego is in the way, what comes from the self is worthless because you're going to construct it and shape it to the matrix that's failing you right now. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So fishing marshmallows has no effect because it's not logical. So that's where the ego comes in and blocks you. You get what I'm saying? Now, if you if you make up your mind and your ego, let's just say for a magical mind, you'll not walk, but you'll run to do everything that comes out of you to, just to see the result. That's an ego that's under control. So no matter what anybody could say, I'll say, oh, no, my ego's under control because I know the language of self and I respect that shit more than anything that comes out of any motherfucking body's mouth. What comes from me, from within, and that's all you need to do. And, in fact, that's all I've ever said for motherfuckers to do. What the fuck you worried about? What the fuck I'm saying or doing or how I behave? What the fuck is happening with you, player? You get what I'm saying? In fact, what the fuck is happening with you where you so interested in what the next man does or says? You get what I'm saying? And we're going to talk about where that came from, how that was invented too as well. All right, let me go to the next note. Okay. In the 90%, which is self, Jung talks about what is called shadow. Now, and I'm sure a lot of people don't even know this, but the shadow or the shadow self was called melanin. They're calling this the shadow. So this is not the same shadow self of melanin. This, even though melanin has been called your twin, the ka has been called the melanin, which is just your spirit double. But in this particular case, this would represent the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde syndrome. If anybody's seen the TV show Heroes, the girl would go to the mirror and then she would change in and out. That represents the shadow self. The shadow self exists in the real self, but it is formed by trauma. Formed by trauma.
The hero's journey.
What Freud called this was depression. What Jung called it was the shadow self, the spiritual side that became your evil twin, your Mr. Hyde to you, Dr. Jekyll. Or remember when the first Spider-Man with the Green Goblin would go past the mirror and just hear these voices. That represents the oppressed you. Well, I'll give you an example. When you're a baby, I remember when I was a baby, I remember getting my diapers changed. That's how my memory goes. I remember the more I hit my toe, scrape my knee, and all the rest of that shit, the more careful I would start to become. Because these shocks started, while you need this, it's a form of protection. You get what I'm saying?
You're
protecting yourself this way. Now, on that context, you can say it's melanin, because melanin also can be a protector as well. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
First thing is it protects you from the sun. But so when you see trauma, your mama may be getting beat or your father may get, you know, somebody, you actually forget it. The easiest way to do it is all those women who are in a psychiatry office that you see on TV, and then they, as they talk, find out somebody was molesting them. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It is so traumatic that you put it in your shadow self, but it does not go away. You are that same woman is in that psychiatrist's office to find out why she cannot give fellatio to her man.
Right.
Only to find out that some dirty bastard did something he wasn't supposed to do and shocked her. You get what I'm saying? So it's actually still, it hasn't gone away. It's still running your life as your evil twin. Still running your life as your evil twin. You just don't know why. I've often given this example. You get bit by a dog at seven, so traumatic, you repress it. It's in the shadow self. You hate dogs. You don't like dogs. You shake when you see dogs and don't know why. Because it's
That's
a
right.
part of the shadow self. Now, you got to remember these things as we move on, what they mean. Now, there's also, let me tell you, there's also a collective shock. Now, let's say you get hit by the dog, there's personal unconscious. Personally, I'm scared of dogs. Personally, you love them. There's a collective shock. Great example would be the Middle Passage or slavery. Collectively shocked. of people who is scared of the white man. People who are scared of the white man. A collective repressive shock. You don't even know why you start smiling and dancing in the presence of white people and don't even know why. Because collectively, as a race, we've been shocked. That's another example of how there's this repressive hate for these guys, which we cannot get past to get to the self. Now, understand, the shadow sits upon a greater realization. The greater realization is your conscious self. The shadow is the shocks that sit within the self. So most of us who still talking about the whitey and Mr. Whitey are still dealing with shadow pain, not consciousness. Not consciousness. You're still dealing with your hurt, your shadow self.
Right.
And I'll throw in a sidebar to this, and I'm not going to give you niggas details, but Miss Blue is a mother template. When we first started doing the show, me and Blue would have our own personal conversation. I started tapping into so much of my shadow shit with my mother, it took me to a whole nother level personally.
We're not talking
consciously, personally. So Miss Blue is the ultimate fucking psychiatrist you niggas need to know. You get what I'm saying? If you got problems with your mother, you may want to book a regular chat and chill session before you get a reading from Ms. Blue, just a chat and chill with her. And boy, oh boy, you'll be on there talking about shit your mama did in 1972 that you ain't comfortable with. You ain't even know the shit was going down. So what was happening, and I've never told Blue to this very moment, that a lot of the shadow things, you're able to get them out and bring them to light. You get what I'm saying? They are there. You are a human. I don't give a fuck if you know how to walk on water, grew wings on your feet, and change your name to fucking Mercury. You get what I'm saying? Because you're having a human experience, this process is the same for everyone. You get what I'm saying? For everyone. And so the greatest position you'll be in if you understand these concepts and see where you're working on. So again, all of this white tea and all the rest of that stuff. All I'm seeing is a bunch of hurt people trying and not trying to deal with the shadow self. See, when I say, and nobody's really complained, there's a lot of people who understand it, we need to stop worrying about them because that's a way to release yourself from what you perceive to be their power. You get what I'm saying? And let me go ahead a little bit to show you what I'm talking about. You always see the white man when you hear some shit about he's a business exec, runs billion-dollar companies, but on the weekends he likes to get dominated and somebody put a big heel in his ass. You get what I'm saying? He likes to get whipped and pissed on. What does that mean? Well, that's his shadow self.
Right.
Perhaps his true self saying, I don't deserve to dominate the planet. My real self is telling me what I am. I like a red ball in my mouth, a leather mask on, and some black woman to be ripping my black ass, putting me in my proper place. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they're putting on, which we'll get to, the persona of the dominant on this planet. But the true self is always in conflict. You get what I'm saying? So they beat me in that briefcase that looks fancy. They walking around with a rubber penis. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Just to move ahead a little bit. So this is how, if you're not, you need to be able to deal with your shadow self because it will always come in conflict. And the deeper portion, which the shadow self speaks to you in dreams.
Yes.
In dreams. That's why your dreams are personal to you. That's why I said, because I understand the language of the self, because Blue understands the language of the self, yes, we can decode your dreams, but the mere fact that you're asking for that means you're not even stepping out trying to do your own work, meaning trying to understand the language of your true self or your shadow self and how it's talking to you. Remember, I gave this example before. This ain't the new hot discovery. I've been talking about this shit.
Yes.
And in matter of fact, when I was talking to Sean and he was bringing up these concepts, he said, you know something? You've always been saying this shit. Now that you said it in this context, I'm starting to say, I said, yeah, shit. Bobby's always been saying this shit. He's been doing this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's this is actually old hat. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
What I've said to people was, and is documented, if you have a dream about a baseball bat, your father may have taken you to baseball games, bought you foot-long hot dogs with sauerkraut, and you enjoyed yourself. Or your father, you may have seen your father abusing your mother or yourself with a bat. So if you dream about a bat, this is coming from the shadow. And you need to see, you need to figure out from your own shadow what it means. So if you're telling me, or Blue, ultimately, when we're decoding the dream, we're telling you from archetype energies. Well, we can say, well, the bat represents a penis, and it represents the hammer of Thor, and the Jed pillar, and the staff of Tahuti. So that's what the bat means. So, but see, that's coming from the true self and the archetype energy or the elementary ideas. What you need to be able to do to do it and why we do it, to kind of give you the idea of the language of the dream so people could maybe then start doing it to have their own discoveries. Because when you go to sleep, you shut down the ego logical process. That's why you're flying in your dreams. You're breathing underwater in your dreams. Because everything you come to agree that you cannot do in your waking ego maniac conscious, you can do in the dreams. This tells you the dream and the mythology is cutting off the head of Medusa and she turning to stone. It's not real in a logical sense, but you understand it's being meant for a dream, so you agree with it. So, which means it's not a product of the ego. But once you're awake, you have to figure it out. So you need to understand the ego apparatus to do that. You don't need to, let me calm my ego down. You got to understand the apparatus and how it was filtered down. What's another way to change the ego apparatus? By starting to let yourself take control, the ego, which is weaker, has to start falling in line. I have enough book knowledge to satisfy my ego, which means the spiritual knowledge has this ego bitch is out the way. And once again, it's out the way, so I could get down with the get down. You get what I'm saying? So it's not stopping the true progress that I need to make. If you don't think I say Hotep enough, that's your fucking problem, you clown. You get what I'm saying? That's not my problem. That's some shit we're going to talk about, the mask or the persona. All right. Okay. Let me see. Looking at my notes. All right. So psychology today, as we know it, deals with the shadow self. It is not, in other words, you're not going to go to a psychiatrist's office and walk out conscious. You're going to be conscious now of the things your mama and your father did to your black ass. You know what I'm saying? But you're not going to watch out conscious. So basically, they're dealing with the shadow. And let me say it again if you missed out. The shadow self lays on a greater foundation, which is the true self. And anyone who's conscious is supposed to be dealing with the true self, and your shadow shit is supposed to be for your own personal affairs. So now as I look at the collective community, we're dealing with shadow issues. The cop beat him up. So now we need to do this. Let's get down to business. Out of every fucking ridiculous status message that I see, you're only saying three things over and over and over again, which are, we must save the children, the black woman is a goddess, and the black man needs to step up. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's all you niggas is talking about. All that shit is community responsibility. It is not enlightenment. And I'm going to be as bold as to assume that you're going for enlightenment here. You get what I'm saying? Enlightenment here. So... The true self the true self is trying to speak to you. It can't get through the muckety muck, through the shadow, through the shocks. And here's another shock for you. Half you niggas still mad and even reading this shit because you're still mad at Christianity. It ain't about enlightenment. It's about proving Christianity wrong. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
We got to know the difference. We got to know the difference. So, again, as I always said, you must get into all mythologies. Mythologies are symbols which your true self speaks in story form. In story form. So once you don't even have to understand or decode the mythology. Keep going. But what you do is stimulate the self. You stimulate the self. And therefore the self can start talking. So you have two types of dreams. The dreams that are personal to you. And then there's those dreams where you go, Oshun was in my dream. Osiris was in my dream. Those are dreams from the true self because they speak in the tongue of mythology. The other dreams speak in the tongue of your shadow, what your twin self. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And these, so you don't have to ask to decode, Osiris was in my dream. Fuck, the answer is simple. Go study more Osiris.
Study Osiris.
That's yourself telling you need
that's
this.
You
need this. You need this. So don't walk, run. You get what I'm saying? Carl Jung says there are two orders of dream. Personal, which means symbols you can interpret, myth. And if you don't know myth, you won't be able to interpret. Some dreams you have, you're not able to interpret. There's dreams I had I interpret months later.
Right.
Happened, you know what I'm saying? So remember, the more you overanalyze, the more your ego comes into play. Reason. You got to go with it sometimes. Fish and marshmallows, baby. You got to go with it. Something told me to get in the tub and fart for 3 hours. The best thing you could ever do for yourself is run a bath. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And
that's right.
What's even better is stop trying to figure out what it meant. Because then there are some people who say, I had a dream. And it told me do that. I did this, that, the other. Panic, what does that mean? What? How the fuck would I know? You know what I'm saying? I don't fucking know, but I'm glad you did it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And something totally unrelated may happen. You get what I'm saying? Your mama say, shit, I want to cruise. We're going to Disneyland. And you're like, what? You know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
You may not connect it. For instance, Sean was telling me he just felt like studying or doing something and stayed the fuck home. He's just getting tired. And he was dealing with Marie Laveau. He did something. His boss called him in the office. Look, motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? You have been slovenly when it comes to being, you know, on time these last few days.
Right.
He said, I just needed a break. She said, oh, okay. She said, take the rest of these days off, and I'm going to give you an extra 40 hours on your check next month. I'm like, wow. See, he did some Marie Laveau shit and some other shit that looks unrelated. When you start living in alignment with the self, you start to reform the matrix, which is a construct of your ego. Your ego.
Mm-hmm.
As I said in the beginning, what people are doing is taking the ego and trying to make the self conform to the ego. I wear an ankh, so that's who I am. I have a sword, so I'm fucking Shango. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's your lifestyle that's trying to make the self, instead of letting the self run and take over the ego. Shutting the ego down and letting the self start dictating what you should be doing next, why that works out. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's very key to understand that. All of this shit, I want to save the black community. We got to do that and teach the people. That's your fucking ego. Everything you need is inside of you. This is inner work. This is an inner journey, which means the best thing Brother Panic, Miss Blue, Bobby Hemmett, Phil Valentine, Jewel Pogrom, Dr. Africa, Dr. Delbert Blair, and every other person could teach you is how to do something they maybe accomplished for yourself. You cannot follow and cannot continuously say, this person is going to be my forever guru. But if, if I know nothing else, what I damn sure do know is everything I've ever said was about how to access some shit that I know I've accessed. And and my what I call courteous and compassion is all the speaking I'm doing is saying, I did it this way, maybe it could work for you. That's the only compassion you need for me. That's the only compassion you need for me. You don't need me to tell you, sis star, your fucking onk is magnificent. You get what I'm saying? You shouldn't even like that for me. You get what I'm saying? Save that for somebody who's trying to court your ass. You get what I'm saying? What you need for me, the courteous, the compassion, the egoless, the Brother Panic is nice, it comes one way from me, through Miss Blue's radio shows. It comes that way from me. The second way is through you smoking or drinking a herb pack of goddamn tea. You know what I'm saying? So, in other words, what you're looking for is something on the outside to make you feel good or to stimulate your ego to make yourself feel better.
Right.
If you're dealing from the self, you do not need anyone or anything around you to confirm what it is you know, because you got to know it just like you know your left and your right hand, because it's yours. You get what I'm saying? So 3 minutes a motherfucker could talk and I go, fail. You already told me where you at. You got to repeat those fucking books or how much you learned or what you know and what this one said versus that one. The way you talk, I could tell where your energy is centered, where you're centered in. You get what I'm saying? It's not a judgment. Knock yourself silly. It just shows me how much I'm going to knock myself silly dealing with your monkey ass. You get what I'm saying? As far as I could go. You get what I'm saying? Oh, no, they're coming from the center. This is as far as I could go. So when you tell me fucking 4 pages of what it is you think is fucking profound, my reply is always, that's fly, kid. Keep up the good work. You get what I'm saying? It's not engaging me. You get what I'm saying? What engages me is like when somebody says something like, some said eat fish and marshmallows and I didn't. My full attention after that. Because what you said is something natural in you didn't say, who the fuck eats fish and marshmallows? I would never do that silly shit. And you just throw it away. So a lot of my energy, you know what I'm saying? After that, I took all of Sean's calls. Well, no, here's my number, bro. Because you showing me you got the stuff. Not saying you better than the next man. Do what you got to do. But what I said from the beginning of this shit was, he caught my attention. You follow what I'm saying? I liked him right off the fucking bat. You know what I'm saying? And then the nigga had some singing shit on YouTube.
Oh my goodness!
Which was some it's terrible. It's terrible. You know what I'm saying? It's in falsetto. It's terrible, and it's in falsetto. So with that being said, I said, see, that's a guy who's not his ego is not in the way. I don't give a fuck what you say. This nigga's ego is not in the way. Get what I'm saying? He giggles. He asks me, yo, what the fuck is a hotel? I love him. Love him. Love him. It's a man love. You know what I'm saying? That's the shit that got me turned on. Niggas that are doing the work. Remember, my passion, just like, and I'm not the only one, is getting down for some shit. See, if he's talking to himself, then he got shit to share. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I want to hear.
Right.
I don't want to hear, just like you shouldn't want to hear my interpretation of some shit all the time. You get what I'm saying?
All the time.
You know, I'll tell you straight science, put logical shit on it, or shit that just what that lines up with, and we can keep it at that. Then you're supposed to take that and interpret it. You get what I'm saying? And go further. Or go further than me. God damn it. Even Jesus said, you're supposed to be doing what I did and even greater. You get what I'm saying? So what I try to do is give you the raw science on it. You get what I'm saying? Because my opinion coming from my ego is 75% of these niggas won't get it anyway.
Right.
And I've said that before. But I'm always surprised when 65% of niggas said, yo, I'm picking it out. I'm all
out. Yes.
Oh, I thought you niggas wasn't going to get it. You get what I'm saying? But see,
yes.
It doesn't stop me. This is where the compassion comes in. It doesn't stop me from going hard for some form of a presentation. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
My hopes are low. I give it to y'all remixers. Y'all got my hopes a lot high in that area. But see, that's my personal shit, and that's different.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
At the end of the day, you hear the science, and that's what we need to do. All right.
And,
so
let's say the remix. Yes, they definitely know their magic. They know their magic. They're doing the work. Mm-hmm. So that's what's up. Everybody is loving the form. We are live here with Brother Panic in the form, talking about the psyche, talking about the shadow, the self, and the ego. If you guys want to reach out to Brother Panic and you want to get some of the meditation CDs, which is key, and I'm sure Brother Panic will touch on that as well as he has in many other shows, meditation CDs, music for the meditations, for tapping in, the herb pack that has been worldwide, international, famous all over the world. You guys have come back and told me in sessions as well what the herb pack has done for you. You can get the herb pack and books and much more by emailing Brother Panic at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. So just wanted to put that out there for those of you who are joining us, because we got a full house around the world today. Mm-hmm.
All right. So we can continue on. Yes. Email me, panicpack at hotmail.com, PanicPack. Get that herb pack. People still, because there's a lot of people, what's the herb pack? Every single show for the last year, I bring it up. The herb pack is to help your pineal. It is no drugs. It's all natural herbs. Herbs, and they're all organic. If you don't smoke them, you can drink them as a tea. I also have other things, the book Cyclomancy. I have a hookup for Belladonna, and you can read Belladonna. People ask, well, it says it's poison. No, it's not. It does kidney damage if you take it internally. It's too strong, and it acts as a strong hallucinogenic. But this is not in tea form. This is milder. It's the herbs mixed with a cream, which you just rub on your skin. This is good for dreams. And people have been doing it, been tapping in. It's a lovely thing. And the news is no one died yet. I have a host load of spiritual bath. There's a brother. I wrote his name down. I don't want to give out his full name. I don't remember where I wrote it.
Yeah.
But he said him and his wife took one of my money baths. He said they hit the lotto. And I know that shit's true, because that nigga immediately said, what's the PayPal? I want two more of them motherfuckers, and here's some extra cheese, player. I said, they hooked it up. So, I got the money baths, the energy baths, the kundalini bath. If you bought the baths early on, I was just selling one negativity bath. I did it hard and stepped up the bath game. So, there's a whole list there, bunch of meditation CDs. An herb pack in a meditation CD, you cannot go wrong. So email me there. Again, if time is of essence, you need to ask for ETA first. And believe you me, I will say this. If you don't care about time, then don't ask about it, because I got to go look and estimate each time. So don't just ask for fun. If it's too much, like I said, everyone's going to get one. Just know you on that list.
Yeah.
Shit. Ms. Blue has a long line for reading. She handles them as they come. You get what I'm saying? As I said in the beginning of the show, you ain't the first motherfucker with the idea to get a reading today. Or you ain't the first motherfucker with the idea to get an herb pack. So there are people before you that has to be served. I swear if I was in New York, it'd be a little bit better, because I could bring 50, 60 packages or whatever the number is. Now, the motherfuckers, one lady was trying to make me get off the line halfway through and get back on the line for no other reason other than spite. Other than goddamn spite. So understand, nobody's getting jerked. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, email me and ask questions about shipment and all that before, if you have anything, you know, to ask. But I think I'm pretty straightforward. All right, so let's keep going with the lecture. Now, above, as we pointed out in our motto, 10% of that top circle is ego. Now, there's a arch around the ego called persona. Persona. The
yes.
definition of persona is called mask worn by an actor. Now, most of us, and we get this from our Facebook frequency.
Yes.
Are dealing with a persona. Hotep means absolutely nothing more divine at this point than hello. Peace be unto you and peace queen and sis star. All of that is what you call persona. Persona is a product of the ego. In other words,
right.
what's the persona? What's a persona? If we were Native Americans, we would have a Native American persona. It'd be a bunch of feathers, peace pipes, teepees, and fucking scalpings. You get what I'm saying? Because that's the persona
right.
of that time. You get what I'm saying? And based upon persona is where you get the folk idea of the myths. Remember I said there's elementary ideas in myth and folk ideas. Based upon the mask of the people, the presentation
mm-hmm.
of the people. You see, if you come at me and say Hotep, what you're showing me is your mask. So what I'm supposed to do is say Hotep back, and now we understand we are two Hotepers in the world of what ups. You get what I'm saying? You're showing me I know something. I've got on the phone with Miss Blue with new people. They go, hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Queen. Cut it
yes,
out.
No, they have done
cut
that.
It out.
They have
you know good you know good and goddamn well. You don't go back to your old hood and say, Hey mama, Hotep. You know what I'm saying? Hi mama. Is the grits boiling? That's all. So in other words, you putting on a mask. So when you see me giggling
right.
on Hotep, it's because I don't need you to put on your mask. I'm a person that wants to see
right.
the real self. Show me the real self. What's popping, bitch? Because you know you sit. Imagine, you know you go to the strip club, be putting that dollar in the thong going, Hotep for you. You know what I'm saying? Shit ain't happening.
You know, that is true for most of us, but there is 1% that did grow up that way. But I don't think
right.
that's not most of us.
but even if you grew up saying Hotep, you know what I'm saying? You still know
right.
what you know.
That's true.
You know, but not even that. Okay, so be it. You know what I'm saying? That was still, if you are, let's even say the 30% that says Hotep, 70% says what's up. So what's
that's
up
true.
Is the dominating persona, you get what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying, of
yeah.
this American reality. You get what I'm saying? Is it bad to say Hotep? No.
No.
But it's a part of the persona. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know where it comes from. In other words, even more importantly, Blue, you have people saying Hotep as if it's a credentials card. You get what I'm saying?
And that's true. Yes, that's true.
He said Hotep. He just showed me his credentials. It's not that, you give them, early in New York, you know what I'm saying? I would meet niggas like anybody else would meet niggas within the circle. And anybody knows it's common sense. Well, let me see how this motherfucker act before I start splitting bagels with this nigga. But people would suspend, see, in the world of, they would say, well, the 99%, dead, dumb, and blind. We the 1%. We're special. So this then gives you a new mask or a mask within a mask you're already wearing. So
right.
when I would meet people, he said the word melanin, he's in the fucking club. And
right.
then they would be just as grimy as anything. That's because, and I'm going to get to it, the shadow and what they
yes.
call the anima, which we'll talk about, hasn't changed. In other words, the American shocks that you received cannot be worked out with an African persona. Hello, niggas, hello. When you are creating, when you become this new Ifa Arisha nigga, you already watched the Brady Bunch, so you got to deal with that shit. If your mom hit you in the head or threw scalding eggs on you while you was watching the Brady Bunch, that's an American shock system that went, so you cannot work within collusion, if that's even the right word, with what has been built up in your shadow self.
Mm.
You just just now layered your shit with a mask, and I dare anybody to challenge me. Anybody in the Mauritius house, they always got a fucked up story. They doing the same nigga shit, if not worse, in church or wherever. And not just their recent house, in any group that you're in. When you start calling yourself, I'm a this, I'm a that, but the same slimy, greaseball Christianity shit is going down two times worse. In fact, most of the niggas that got kicked out the church went to these goddamn places. So the worst of the worst is in all of these goddamn places because the shadow and the fucked up shit that you are coming from your shadow is not being addressed. All right. Now let's get back to what I was starting from the beginning. The ego. Choices. America, you have choices. How come everybody want to be so African? But remember, African, India, and all these ancient places in the world, they have arranged marriages.
They sure do.
Everyone has the same clothing on.
Mm-hmm.
In Africa, all you see when you watch some African tribes, they eat the same fucking meal every night. Some mushed up white shit cooked in some pot, some berries, and maybe once in a while a nigga bring home an antelope. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? The diet is all the same. In America, we have the choice. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Would you like McDonald's, Wendy's, or I'm going organic? That's the ego. Why do you think you have, in all of these old cultures, you'll see on TV, it's my duty as a son to do this. Because they were shutting down the ego of choice.
Right.
You niggas don't want to be African because they'll tell you who the fuck you're going to marry. See, because...
And you take care of your parents. You'd be taking care of your children.
Your parents. You got to do that shit because it shuts down the ego. You don't have the choice. Well, I guess I'll get my father a gray casket. No, you go with the traditional. So the culture, let's say, of the Ifa starts with what they call the anima. The anima, and I'm going all over the place because I had this shit laid out, but you know how this shit go.
Yes.
The anima, the definition of anima is what animates you. So, for instance, an example of the anima would be when you take a baby out the womb, it knows to crawl to the breast. It's what animates you. This is the line that's underneath the self, the anima. Now, the first object for the baby is the mother. The mother is God. Now, when you went to, if anybody watched The Sopranos or any other show, basically, like I said, it was a psychiatry show. And every week, what did they talk about? His mother. His mother. And then you've heard people say, well, psychiatry, just become about what your mother did. Because what your mother did or what she is starts to layer upon your anima. What motivates you? What animates you? So you have natural things that are general in the collective unconsciousness that animate us. Know how to suck a titty, know how to cry, and all of that. And even that could be changed as a baby.
Sure can.
How do you know? Because when we put a diaper on our kids, they shit in it. But you see them women in Africa walking around with naked babies with nothing running down the side of
they
their head. You get what I'm saying?
They don't wear diapers.
Right, they don't wear diapers, so they don't. But the babies don't shit. Think about that for a second. So what happens is, was your mother nice? Was she gentle? Did she resent you because she hates your father? Are you a baby of rape? Are you a baby of love or lust?
All of
these things, the kid is getting programmed in what animates them, and is going to their personal anima, into their personal shadow self. So you could be a fucked up person or a good person based upon this choice. So all of these niggas who like to quote, each one teach one, and it takes a village to raise a child, here's what that really means. What it really means is in that culture, they showed that every woman was the mother. Therefore, the shock of a personal mother didn't set in because everyone was your mother. Therefore, it bypassed your individuality or your fucking ego. This each one, right. Teach one bullshit that everyone likes to put up. What it means is trying to talk and let the true self be realized. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which bypasses the ego, which is of choice. Let's take the ephod thing. Early on, they would tell you, your head is Obatala. Your head is Oshun or Oya. And then if that is in synchronicity with your true self. Therefore, if you live that lifestyle, you're able to have realizations from your true self as opposed to running around talking about, I'm a goddess. Get the fuck out of here. I'm a god. Get the fuck out of here. You're not tapping into that god portion of yourself. You're trying to take the ego and make it yourself. You get what I'm saying? So now you have in India what they call the caste system. And they eventually made this caste system where it's racist. But you were born or a Brahmin, an intellect, warrior, or farmer, or even servant. So what does that mean? That means you're not going to be born of a farmer and become a Brahmin. What they're saying is because you chose this, your father, to be a farmer, you must have came here to realize there's something in yourself about farming. So you are a farmer. It's not like that's your job. That's what it is you are. So everything you do is in synchronicity all the way out through the self, shadow, and all the way with farming. You get what I'm saying? Over here, we go to Walmart, come home, and be two different motherfuckers. This is why you can't get to the true self. You get what I'm saying? That's just my day job. See, because you have all these fucking choices. That's why they told you. That's who you're going to marry. That's your duty as a son. You're going to eat that shit. You ain't got no fucking fancy menus. You know what I'm saying? You're going to eat this shit called Kuya Kuya every night. It's high in starch. You know what I'm saying? It's high in starch with goat's milk.
And you like it because your mother liked it, and your father liked it, and your grandfather liked it, and your uncle liked it. That's all.
Right. There is nothing else. You know what I'm saying? In other words, it is what it is. They showed you that in the Matrix when they was eating that slop in a can. They were saying, nigga, it got everything you need besides your ego. You know what I'm saying? It's got everything you need, but it ain't got no ego. You know what I'm saying? You eating this slop out of can on the Nebuchadnezzar, you know what I'm saying? So these were forms of shutting down the ego. That's why they are so proud to tell your monkey ass or show you some nigga, I want to come to America, I can be free. Because that's really the accomplishment or the war campaign of this shit. To say people who were not dealing with the ego to entice them with Britney Spears.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? So as crazy as the Islamic movement is, they saying, no, we don't need to do this. See, you understand, putting their woman in all that bullshit,
goodbye,
which I'm not saying I agree with, putting their woman, that's for the ego, player. That's for the ego.
Yes.
So all of this, I'm trying to stop my ego. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Know what I'm saying? You want to panic? What should I do for my kids? You should feed them some starchy couscous every day, goat's milk, and bread made out of a brick oven, and tell them who the fuck to marry while they dress from head to toe in some sheets. You know what I'm saying? At the store. You know what I'm saying? You want to save your kids? That's how you stop the ego, because it allows nothing. It allows you not to feel special, because the part of you that feels special, I am a goddess, and I know who I am, that I am, that I am. No, that's your ego, player. That's your ego. A panic has an ego. Not like you, motherfucker. Not like you. You know what I'm saying? Not like you. You get what I'm saying? So you're not even looking at this shit realistically. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This shit ain't even realistic. The shit that we got to get back to Africa. You don't want to do that shit. You know what I'm saying? Go over there. They cut off your clit. Saying, that's pride. That's why we cut off your clit. How many of how many niggas are down with OPP on that shit? You get what I'm saying? It's all the ego. That's why people like to dress up with Egyptians and all that, because it's about beautifying themselves. You get what I'm saying? So it's not, you know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to get back to that old world. Now, as I pointed out, your matrix, your anima and shadow self is built upon your experience here. So you got to work it out through the same American equation. You can't now put on the mask or persona of something that's ancient and expect this modern world that fucked you up in the first place.
Right, act like your bills don't exist.
Right, it's actually turning your back to say, I'm not even going to deal with it. I'm going to be African again. And you, it's just like, no, you. Bobby Hemmings says it all the time. No, motherfucker, y'all need to be happy that y'all in America. This is the place of alchemy. The geniuses made it here. The geniuses made it here. Because you are now merging with the last element of this debauchery so you can work it out so it never happens again. To go backwards and be African is just turning your back on something. He also made an excellent point. Africa is the raw materials. That's where all the raw materials were, including the people. You have to make a profit or to make it anything worth anything, you take raw materials and you make something new. Africa is you. It's your raw materials. We in America in the industry to get made something new. So all of that self and shadow self and the true self, you chose to be here. Fuck it. There's still motherfuckers being born in Nigeria. They don't need you to join the fuck up. We was waiting for you niggas to join the fuck up. We needed an annex in America. You know what I'm saying? We needed to branch out to America. They don't need it. In fact, I'm going to try to remember the dude's name. After the Santeria came, after all the Orisha shit went to the islands, and then it came back to Santeria when they added all the saints to it, you have a bunch of bright Negroes said, wait a minute, this is some African shit. So I want to kind of see what the real African shit was. So they went to Ifa. I heard none of them niggas in Nigeria was even giving them the shit. I can't remember the brother who brought the shit or the Nigerian original Ifa here. That's when everybody started getting down with all these houses. Now, let me be clear on this. If it's working for you, knock yourself silly. You know what I'm saying? If it's working for you, knock yourself silly. This is the science. My opinion is, I think you at, to make this clear, this is the science of it, and that science lines up. It is what it is. You take it for what it's worth. If it's worth nothing to you, then you shouldn't even be listening any fucking way. My opinion of it, I think everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
I'm talking to the people who are trying to do this particular shit. So if you're not trying to do this particular shit and you happy, ain't no reason to defend it. Knock yourself silly. I'm sure, and you don't have to recruit anybody. People are going to come to where they're supposed to come. You get what I'm saying? So it is what it is. But this is the science based upon persona. All right, and we're still going to be on persona. Right. Now, the persona is also made to serve. You get what I'm saying? So the ego and the persona has its purpose. You get what I'm saying? It ain't like that's the devil and the true self is the real shit. No, it has its purpose. This is the whole system of the psyche that we're talking about. It has its purpose. What I'm talking about is how to whip these things into shape. You get what I'm saying? Because the persona is meant to serve people because the culture does serve the people in its particular time. Now, you got to remember, the culture, that's why in a culture, babies were born a certain way. Number one, babies were nursed a certain way, certain times, because this, what was this doing? This was programming what? The anima in the shadow. So if you was born in a fucking American hospital, they shot you up with vaccines and all the rest of that shit. This has already altered your anima. So if you're trying to live and recreate an old culture, no matter what it may be, it already, that kind of says that's a conflict. I don't know what else to say, but that's a conflict. You get what I'm saying? So understand the end time experience is what's happening now. And in fact, the trauma is actually great. It is this pressure that we are using to transform ourselves. You get what I'm saying? There's very few who's doing it. You get what I'm saying? To the level that it can be done. You get what I'm saying? Because anybody here listening is doing it. anybody here listening is doing it. You're not getting out of that. But what I also seem to understand by your emails, people want to be more effective at doing it.
Yes.
So I'm hoping this model, not because I said so, because it just truly is an effective way to do it. It's an effective way. These things are understood. You get what I'm saying? This is why Carl Jung left it by, and I'm sure he stole it or figured it out for some other Negro. You know what I'm saying? And it is popular today because it is a sound, I guess you could use the word model or philosophy on how to understand, how to interpret how you think on many levels. You get what I'm saying? Many levels. So the persona is, it is to serve people. That's why the Ashanti people or the Zulu people wore a certain uniform. And other cultures say, okay, that's their uniform and it means that. That's what? Their persona. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis walk in the room with all that fucking hats and glasses and them fucking, you know, pompadours and shit, that's a persona. But we understand that to be a mask. You get what I'm saying? Prince is wearing a mask. Prince has a persona.
Right.
Michael Jackson has a persona. We understand that for, and we understand what it is. We don't go to see Michael Jackson's real self. That nigga better be on some off-the-wall shit if we go. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Prince better be licking the tip of that guitar when we go see him, because that's his persona. I don't want to hear Prince come and lecture about chemtrails. You know
Yes, that
but
would be.
I didn't go to a Prince concert to see him talk about chemtrails. You follow what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Niggas sending this dumbass video around with Will Smith talking about fucking The Alchemist, some shit that Tom Cruise told him while he was fucking him. You know what I'm saying? And Will Smith is so deep. Will Smith is deep. Are you looking at the fucking movies you make? Like, you know, you couldn't do that if this shit was really affecting you. The point is, no, Will Smith, you know what I'm saying, you need to jump through the window, you know what I'm saying, and say, please, nigga, you know what I'm saying, you need to be on some Hancock shit. I don't want to hear you do science. I want scientists to do science.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? So he's already built his persona as Will Smith. You know what I'm saying? Imagine Jermaine Dupri on the remix, you know what I'm saying, talking about fucking sacred geometry or fucking, you know what I'm saying, or Jermaine Dupri is coming, or The Brat is coming on fucking, or Crisscross is coming on Blues Show, and the name of the lecture is the Cosmorphic Metagenetic Grid Line of the Metamorphic Alchemetic Interstanding of the Interchange in Galactic Times by Crisscross. You know what I'm saying? Jump.
Yeah.
You would be like, you know what I'm saying? Because they have a persona.
That don't go together.
It don't add up. You know what I'm saying? The shit don't add up, player. So you need to stay in your lane. So the persona would get a nigga to stay in his lane. Like, nigga, you, for instance, when you see a white man dressed up as in that kente cloth, that shit don't go right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga, you need to put on them sassoons, you know what I'm saying, in that tight sweater, roll them sleeves up. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Get on your yacht or whatever the fuck, or drink a Miller beer, whatever the fuck y'all do, because you expect a certain thing. So the persona is needed. It categorizes people. What you have now is us wearing onks and galays because it's a part of the persona, which is fine. But what, again, you see people using this to get them in as if it's automatic ID. Give me a chance. So I wear onk, that means I know a whole bunch of shit that you may not know. That's not necessarily the case. You get what I'm saying? In other words, your persona is not your consciousness.
I think
I need to say that shit again. Your persona is not your consciousness. It's your mask. So your onks, your galays, your magic slippers, your funk status messages, your funky fezzes, all of that does not make you conscious. You get what I'm saying?
In fact,
all of that adds to the persona. You get what I'm saying? You may be right on a persona level.
Right.
That will get you over. It will save black people's black asses and all of that. But again, keep me out of that. And don't get mad when I say, well, that's not what I'm doing here. What I'm doing is trying to discover something that is not discovered, that's not obvious, and that's not easy and not really in a textbook. Again, why do I have emphasis on books? Because the emphasis on book is going to line up my ego to shut the fuck up when grown folks start talking. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And the grown folks is the true self. So you got to understand, I will always be in conflict, and those who are on, and I'll get into why, because it's not the same thing. You know, people ask me, Panic, should I eat broccoli? I'm like, when have I ever professed to be anything about health? And it got nothing to do with that. I'm an occult motherfucker. I deal with the hidden culture. That hidden culture is the hidden self. I'm going past society. I'm digging past persona. I'm getting past the ego or the concept of the ego and showing you how to do it by smoking a herb pack. That's how I'm winning. You get what I'm saying? When I put this together years ago, that's how I'm winning in this, and I want to show you how to win. So you got to panic and winning. He's saying I'm not winning. No, I'm saying that's what I'm trying to do. I'm showing how I did it because I feel I'm a success. So I feel this could be successful for you, and don't just take my word for it. Maybe you may figure some shit out that you can share with me. That's why I'm on the phone with Sean. So it's not about arrogance, because I'm trying to get some out of Sean's monkey ass, too, because I know he's doing it right. What you do then now? What's going on now? You get what I'm saying? What you do then? I'm sitting there with bated breath. What you do then, nigga? What happened after that? You know what I'm saying? Because that's what's of interest. And it should be of interest to you if you're trying to do that particular level of work. If you're still working for the society in the persona, that's very good for that level of work.
Right.
But you know, don't be mad at me when I go, I don't give a fuck because I don't care about that. I'm sure in other lifetimes I put in enough work to save the babies and the community and all of that. I got to this point to understand what the real salvation is. Holly glory, somebody stand up. Somebody stand up right now and tell your story. You know what I'm saying? Because the real thing we're talking about is an inner work.
It's inner work.
Everybody's trying to do an outer work. Everyone's trying to do an outer work, which is that outer work is communal in nature. Is it a bad thing? No, but we need to call apples apples and oranges orange. You get what I'm saying? So that outer work is save the kids. You know what I'm saying? The black woman needs to do this. The black man needs to step up. We as a people need to do this. You know, we need better schools for our babies. Good. If you're here to do that, then do that. I'm more concerned with my stepdaughter who called me a slice of cheese with no corners today. That's more interesting to me than half the shit that niggas is talking about. You know what I'm saying? All right, so let me look at some notes here. I have 7 pages. I'm only on page 2. How about that?
Oh, wow. Well, we still have about an hour and 17 minutes to go in the forum. We're live here with Brother Panic. And also, Brother Panic is going to be joining us on Sunday night as well. So you guys definitely want to stay tuned for that. Sunday night, we're going to be live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So definitely you want to kind of set your clock. And no matter where you are in the universe, definitely you want to check that out. I want to give a big shout out to all the international listeners. I know you guys are out there, and also Mark from Japan is in the house. So peace and love out there.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, my man from Japan. My man from Japan. What up, Mark? So some of this stuff, like I said, I went ahead and you know, skipped the, you know, went ahead because that's how it came. But on page 3, and I pointed out, they call it the traditional persona against the evaluating. You could say the new persona is America. And that's called, it taps into what they call the evaluating ego, which is these choices that we talked about already. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the evaluating ego. So what you're trying to shut down is evaluating ego, which you would never do here. And that's basically a built-in system where your choices wasn't made. Traditional persona. traditional masks that the people wore were in alignment with the culture. It was the agreement that this is what we eat, this is how we sleep, this is the house we live in, this is how we hunt, this is where we move, this is how we fuck, this is how we fuck, this is how we suck, or this is how we don't suck. You get what I'm saying? This is what we drink in the winter. This is what we drink. That's culture. So while we're trying to go back, again, let me point this out because it's real important. While we're trying to go back to these cultural habits, it's just quite simply played out. You know what I'm saying? If you came to my house with a fucking Puma suit and a Kango horn with some gazelle glasses, I'd be like, you talking about, yo, what's chili most, nigga? I'd be like, nigga, you old, nigga. I don't give a fuck how great rap was in his day. It's a rap. You got an update, player. You know what I'm saying? Coming to my house with some goddamn Jordache jeans. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Isn't it principles that we're supposed to be grasping from this and taking from these from our ancestors? It's the principles. I talk about this in the sessions. You got to upgrade yourself because you can't work off of an old blueprint. So like you said, the raw materials, it's the principle. No one wants to see someone dressed like they was in the 50s. And people still do that. They get stuck in time, you know? They have a culture lag.
I do one better. You always hear white people talking about we need to get back to the old times too. So all that shit, listen to this, all of that shit that all these, we need to do like the Africans do, you sound just as stupid as the white people going, we need to get back to the old times, the old America and all that shit. So the whole concept is stupid. You get what I'm saying? No matter whose mouth is coming out of, the whole concept of this shit is played out. When it's in the past, all you're talking about is a fucking idea. Even the principles are just an idea. Right. You know what I'm saying? None of you motherfuckers was there. And then when you went to visit, that ain't it. You know what I'm saying? You ever go to your aunt's house and visit, everything's nice, but you stay for 2 weeks? She's like, who's eating all my fucking spaghetti? You know what I'm saying? That's your cue to go back home, drinking up all the goddamn Kool-Aid and, you know what I'm saying? I thought I had a fish sandwich in there and all this kind of shit. So, like, you know it's your cue to go home. So going to visit is just exactly what that is, a fucking visit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't ready to deal with that kind of shit. You ain't ready to deal with that kind of shit because you've been Americanized. That true shit. Yeah. You ain't ready to deal with that. You know, it's cute to make an African village, and maybe it is working for you. You know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Right.
I'm talking to the this. My message is for occultists, not community people.
Yeah.
So, I mean, much power, no judgment, respect due, but this lecture is not for you. You know what I'm saying? It's not for you. So the ideas and the principles, if we look at it this way, what if you look at it this way, it may have a new spin. All the principles and ideas and all that shit that we like to celebrate in this old world, what if it's looked at as we've done it already? Once you say that, you change the fucking dynamic of a lot of shit. You're not doing it now because it's already been done. That gives me to say, that makes me go, oh, I get it. You know what I'm saying? We're doing something new right now. We're doing something new right now. So to turn your back on what's happening now is actually to turn your back on evolution.
Yeah.
On evolution. I see my man Can Do is out there. Shout out to my man Can Do in the chat room. Now, you're turning your back on evolution. So each time I see someone trying to say, well, they did that in Africa and they did that in Africa, I'm like, what you going to do in America? Know what I'm saying? That equates to me, and not for me to try to make them understand. It's just for me, that looks like I would be putting my head in the sand. I can, you know, Africans didn't pay rent. Why the fuck are you paying rent if you're so African? You know what I'm saying? Tell them I'm not paying my rent because I am Afrocentric. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, it's all relative. You know, call yourself what you want to call yourself, but you got to understand you are here for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. See, everyone who's trying to be somewhere else, I'm saying, well, I thought you was all metaphysical and deep and God of the universe. Then why did you put yourself in America then, in this time then? What did you do that for? So another way of saying it is like, well, something else put you here, and now you're working your way back to this African mindset. Now, understand, a lot of ourselves for years have been in the African mindset. But wait a minute. I thought the whole planet was ours. Our whole planet is ours. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So all forms of ancient mindsets that have been cultured and systemized is ours. You get what I'm saying? Including that shit that's happening on Good Times. I claim that shit, too. I claim Thelma, Michael, J.J., and Flo and James as the father. You know what I'm saying? Damn. Meaning this is the updated African. You get what I'm saying? The African-American animal. You get what I'm saying? The African-American animal. You follow what I'm saying? Because this is a part of our entire experience here. And it needs to be factored in. You get what I'm saying? Take the good with the bad. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be factored in. You get what I'm saying? And you know, once you, you get a nigga to take off his fucking dashiki and unwrap her gele, you could talk about some good time shit with him when nobody's looking. Remember that time Thelma burnt the grits, nigga? Of course, it's in them. They grew up on it. Shit. You could talk about the motherfucking Partridge Family. Remember that time Annie was playing that shit? I love you, babe. I love you, babe. Ooh, baby, I love you. Danny Partridge was hot and all this kind of shit. Lori, you know what I'm saying? So once they unwrap the gele and take off the aunt, you know what I'm saying? Because it's in you. It's in you. It's a part of your experience. The shocks and all the rest of that kind of shit is in you. So you got – so to me – I always say you need to embrace this Holocaust because it's what made you you. It is the key ingredient, key pressure that makes the diamond. It's why we choose to be here. You don't get to say on one hand, you're the lord of all the fucking worlds, but you in a fucking Tobago on Earth that somehow some white folks control. You can't have it both ways. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't have it both ways, nigga. Stop acting like you don't like Danny Bonaducci. You know what I'm saying? You love Danny Bonaducci. You know what I'm saying? I'm bored. Said, what about Seinfeld? I said, shit, how about them airplane? What's the deal with airplane peanuts, nigga? You know what I'm saying? I watch it all. What's the deal with airplane peanuts? Have you ever noticed, nigga? You know what I'm saying? That's all a part of our experience that you're ignoring trying to be something that's ancient. You get what I'm saying? Something that's ancient, it does not go with your anima, your shadow self, that hidden part of you that went through these shocks. I've said before that you chose your parents because you may have chose your mom as a crack mother because she was going to fuck you up. Therefore, she created an equation that you now have to work out. You came here to work out equations, and you could be born in Africa right now. You know what I'm saying? All that Ifa shit and all the rest of that shit, you could do that right now. Why the fuck are you here? You get what I'm saying? Why are you here? You can do that right now. You could have birthed yourself through a womb that's in Nigeria,
right?
In Ethiopia, in Somalia, in India, in China. If you the god and goddess that you claim you are, I don't see how that could be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would then your anima and shadow self that represent as the equation that you came to work out. You get what I'm saying? That you came to work out. So in other words, you've heard Bobby Hemmett, and I'm sure most people have figured out by now. If your parents is licking the walls talking about Jesus is coming back, let them lick. I tried to tell my mom about some hot shit you said. What the fuck you go and do that for? You get what I'm saying? What you go and do that for? You know what I'm saying? So what that means is they're doing what they have to do, experiencing based upon their shock. Even again, I reiterate, if someone's doing some shit from some African whatever, you know, see, white people do that shit to escape too. They go see the fucking Dalai Lama and start drawing fucking lotuses on them and shit and sitting Indian style. You know, when you look at that shit, everybody got a complaint. Fuck he doing that for? What's he meditating for? Fuck you trying to be African? My name is Olafululu. Motherfucker, your name is fucking Maggie. Let's be real. You know what I'm saying? Let's be real. It's a part of the persona, what you call yourself. Panic is a persona. And you know, niggas will say, well, what's up, Pan? What's up, Pan? I'd be a monkey's uncle if I just stick to Pan. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's clearly,
exactly.
It's clearly a major energy, but shit, there's just too much to be calling myself Pan, and that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
shit,
exactly.
I just here's something from my shadow self. Back in the days, my mom sent me to the Fresh Air Fund. And if you niggas out there are from the inner city, y'all niggas know what the Fresh Air Fund is. You know what I'm saying? They take ghetto kids for 2 weeks and put them on the farm. You know what I'm saying? So my mom, you know, my sister went too, but she don't go. She don't, you know what I'm saying? She don't go to the same farm as you. So 2 weeks I ain't seen my sister. You know, when they picked us up, my sister had them nice, tight-ass 70s cornrows and her shit. By the time we was home, I was like, who's this little black bitch in front of me with an afro? You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know how to do the cornrows. So, you know, by the time that shit starts sticking up, they just take the shit out and try two nigga ponytails. I'm like, God damn, who this little bitch look like she went swimming? You just look like she came from the pool. You know what I'm saying? I said, oh, shit, that's my little sister. What the fuck did they do to your hair, nigga? You know what I'm saying? I could see veins and shit in her hair. You know what I'm saying? This shit was, you know what I'm saying? So, like, but when I'm on this farm and shit, you know what I'm saying? When I'm on this farm, I was about 7 years old. I'm running to go to the pool to get in the pickup truck and shit. You know what I'm saying? And a goat got free. And the goat just came and looked at me, and we had a moment. And it was like, doom, 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 doom. And then, like, I'm looking, and the goat stands up and goes, nah. And I'm like, ah. And the goat is, ah. And the white people sitting there going, well, we want to see how this plays out. So I'm like, oh, what the fuck? The goat just bounced. I got in the truck and said, what the fuck was that? Then to find out my animal spirit is a goat. So that goat came and gave me the fucking hoo-ha, gave me the juice, nigga, to give this to you today. So we need to give a shout out to that goat. You know what I'm saying? But it see, when you're talking to yourself, the shadow, it starts, your shit starts to come in perspective. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the perspective. That's the God, Pan, the Baphomet. Y'all niggas can't tell me nothing. You know what I'm saying? The goat put the woody woo on my ass. You know what I'm saying? It was farfing at the mouth. You know what I'm saying? I got in that pickup truck and said, nigga, now let's go to the pool, nigga. I am the Pan now. I came back to New York. And my penis was hard. Guess what, motherfucker? Pan has arrived. But I didn't remember that for a long, long fucking time. As much as I found out my animal spirit. Okay, and let me say that. The anima, that animates you, the Native Americans called it, was your animal spirit. So to see your basic unscathed shadow anima, what you would do is when they named your animal spirit, and the same way the caste system I explained, and the same way you would have this orisha or whatever on your head to identify with the true self, and everything you do through your ego is in alignment with the true self, it would be in alignment with your anima, the animal spirit. So if you were little bears poor, you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, they would treat you, deal with you, and you would deal with yourself with the animal anima of a bear. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
In other words, this is another way where you are what you are and don't choose what you are through the evaluating ego that was put on you since birth in America. Starting from a baby, do you have Huggies or Pampers? Similac or Enfamil? You know what I'm saying? Come on, niggas. Gerber or Beech Nuts? You get what I'm saying? This starts from the beginning. What they're doing is, right from the beginning, this entire system is to get you out of yourself, out of the realization of yourself. So coming here, you are fucked up from day one. But we chose it, and that's why we have to work it out through the same fucking system. Holla glory.
Yeah.
Through the same system. It's key not to say, okay, maybe you try something else. You still may be able to work something else out. You get what I'm saying? Knock yourself silly. But it just makes so much sense to me that most of the shocks that happened to you that went into your shadow should be worked out through, with the same mechanism that put it there in the first place. Hello?
Yeah.
Because the shocks that create the shadow are personal. They are collective, like slavery and all of that shit. But being African ain't going to stop what happened in the Middle Passage. Dealing with it here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A lot of it, just like anything else, is just actually forgiving. Let it go and move on. You know what I'm saying? What you are greater than anything that happened here, and why it happened here was key for you to realize how great you truly are.
Right. So true.
I don't think nobody could survive that shit like we did.
That's true.
That alone is a testimony to your greatness. All right? So, you'll hear duty in the traditional system more than choice. It's your duty as a man to go through this rites of passage. It's your duty as a man to be a hunter. It's your duty as a woman to be a gatherer. You get what I'm saying? You make the bread, I'll bring the meat. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What do they tell you? What do they tell you about that in America? A woman could do anything that you can do, nigga.
Sure do.
That's ego, player. That's the ego you're trying to work with. That's why you fucked up. Because what you hear is the feminist movement.
Yeah.
All that shit that I could bring it home, a bacon, and still fry it up in a pan. Nigga, you ain't shit. I don't need you. I don't need no man. That whole you go girl bullshit from TV. Every black woman starts shaking their head, snapping their finger. I don't need no man. All that shit is no. Because in the traditional world, they realized men had their duties and women had their duties.
Yes.
It's hard compared to the shit that you know. But they've been doing it way longer than this country even existed. So whether you judge it as right and wrong, and based upon you judging it as right and wrong, is based upon your evaluating ego created here. Beach nut or Gerber, nigga. You get what I'm saying? From your start. You get what I'm saying? Even now. Conscious women now. You get what I'm saying? Conscious women now. I'm a goddess, so I don't have to do that. I'm a goddess. So I have to do. It's just that's just the women's right movement with some Egyptian shit on top of it. Know what I'm saying?
Right. And it's a confusing, a very confusing point, like you said, to know the difference, because they're both needed, but it's not needed in the way of one eliminates or cancels out the other. So that's not the purpose of it, to cancel out men.
Right. It's what they, in the traditional setting, what they would talk about is duty and roles.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you, even in America, you can't get away from that. But see, I want you to understand how devious America is. Before it was the man goes out to work, the woman makes the home. The woman is Bethlehem in the house of all that. So she's supposed to make the house. She's the matter thing. So you're supposed to bring the energy in the house, which is this currency. She takes the money. She buys the table, the hat, this, the that, and the food. You get what I'm saying? And cooks it. So she makes the mat. That was a role or a duty. What did they do? All they did was just drive the prices. Now, it has to be two working people in the family. Took you out your role. And so now you don't even have the duty. If I could cook, you could cook too, nigga. That's very much true. But understand, our old ancient ways that y'all trying to follow, you do that, I do this. Because it shut down the evaluating ego. All you niggas want to shut down your ego, well, here you go. You got an ego. We need to shut down the ego. Let's shut it down, nigga. Let's shut it down for real. Tonight, let's shut it down. You get what I'm saying? Fucking fancy pantsers. Let's shut it down. So smart. Let's shut it down. Tell your kids you gonna marry. Then let them marry at 9 years old. You marrying him, and then that leads me to my example, which I can use in any fucking situation ever. Coming to America.
Yes.
Coming to America. The father told them, "You are the son of a king, and that's all you need to know."
Oh,
he said, "No, I want to go to America and have an ego, tie my shoes, smell what her fart smells like. He said, no, what he is telling them, you are born of a cast, and your true self is lined up because you chose to be my son of a
prince
who is destined to be the king. All you need to do is let them wipe your ass, let them bathe you, and brush your teeth. That's all you need to do. And we arranged your marriage. We got a chick that ain't got nothing to do but serve you.
Right.
Bark like a dog. You know what I'm saying? So that alone was mind control. Because he's saying, if you are subservient to your man based upon a caste system, meaning her, the whole reason she was born was to be in herself, was to serve him. See, that shit sound cold now that we talking about all these, I want to shut down my ego. It sound cold and like slavery or oppression now. You get what I'm saying? That's because you got a fucking ego. That's because you got an ego. Stop your ego. How about your ego now? Because she is born to do nothing but serve him. That's the old African-American, the old African ways. That's how they do in Zamunda. You following what I'm saying? She is born to do nothing but serve him. That's her duty. Oh, wait a minute. Low blow. But I'm so special. I'm a goddess. Okay. Listen closely. I want to say this to be clear. I believe you. But now I want you to believe in the shit that you're talking about shutting down the ego and the ego. That's what it is. That's what they did. This woman has no other purpose. Her true self is in alignment with what it is she's doing. Her evaluating ego is shut down. She got no business but to serve fucking Prince Akeem of Zamunda. And and this concept is what the ancients did to shut it down. So he goes to America is another way of saying, let them, I want an ego. I want to choose. You get what I'm saying? That's all he's really saying. I want to choose. So your choice, this choice thing you have, I want strawberry ice cream today, not chocolate, is actually what fucks you up. You're not in alignment with your true self. And they used to do that based upon birth, time, and I'm sure zodiac and all the rest of that to say, this is the alignment of this motherfucking person. You get what I'm saying? So in other words, back when that shit mattered more, if you was a Taurus, you got treated like a Taurus. You get what I'm saying? If you was an Aries, you got treated like an Aries. Based upon them saying, that's the choice you made to be born, so that's in alignment with your true self. So our culture is going to make sure you were born in spring. You're going to be a spring baby. You was born in winter. You're going to be doing winter shit. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you chose to be born here in that time, that's how we're going to do it. Based upon culture and persona. You get what I'm saying? Based upon culture and persona. So when we're looking at all these, and they made the children do this, and you see them old documentaries, they in India, my mother used to sew, my grandmother used to sew, so now I sew. You're like, that sounds fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Didn't you want to be a fucking astronaut or a race car driver, bitch? You get what I'm saying? But I sew, because their ego is not there. I'm here. This is the reality I'm in, and then I'm living out this reality. I don't have a choice.
Right.
So each time you hear one of them foreigner niggas go, I want to come to America, that's a sellout.
Yeah.
That's a sellout. That nigga sold out. I want to have an ego. You know what I'm saying? And you'll hear, like I said, that's the duty, the duty. All right, and let me see. Okay, we talked a little bit about the first, they called Jung said in the anima, which we already talked about, an anima means that which, well, it's the animating principle. It's what animates you. Okay, and let me say this while I'm here about ego. Let's take a cat, for instance, or a dog. They have no ego. All a cat does is be a fucking cat. See, what animates them on the anima is purring, let's just say. They're going to purr. The ego says, my cat purrs a lot or my cat purrs a little bit. That's a different story. But that's something innate to them, something from the self. So animals live out the true self. Your dog will shit on the carpet. That's the true self. What we do is fuck that up. That's why you see elephants wearing a tutu doing a hula dance and shit like that. Now, it's also said that eventually, and as we've seen, elephants just go wild, start stomping out the trainer and shit. Or those tigers, or those tigers that went wild and ate up Siegfried and Roy and all that kind of shit. Fuck Roy up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, now they say, because what's happening is more and more of the shadow trauma is being built up and it must be free. Now, when the shadow trauma is built up and it has to be freed, that's when you have a conscious epiphany. So this, again, sounds close to a melanated process. You follow what I'm saying? So in other words, that's all. When all I can stand, I can't stand is stands no more, you have a conscious epiphany. So the shadow is always at the ready. Like, and you'll see that through the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde story. First you take this elixir, which could be looked at as melanin, and then this dark figure comes out. You know what I'm saying? He wants to hump and fuck. You know what I'm saying? Now, this and you are always at odds with your shadow self. For instance, you're a Christian, and you want to go and buy black oiled asses number 46. But what's stopping you is actually your own ego and persona.
Yeah.
The ego says, I'm a Christian. So first and foremost, understand that ego is limited, and is limited by thought. So you got to, another way of saying it, you got to change your thought center to the self. Most people's thought centers is from the ego. So I'm a. So in other words, I'm conscious, so I got to be a vegetarian. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm conscious, so I got to wear that. You know what I'm saying? I'm conscious, and you ain't conscious, bitch, because you got a perm. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
All that shit is ego and persona. You ain't got nowhere but that. You're idiotic, and you might as well say I'm a Christian, and you can't be a Jehovah's Witness. It's the same fucking dialogue. You know what I'm saying? It's the same dialogue. So now, his shadow self is telling him, go into the porno store. Do it now. You get what I'm saying? His ego is telling him, but I'm a Christian. The persona, what will they think of me in my church? This is represented as the many representations of good versus evil.
Right.
Good versus evil. That's the ego represents the light in the context of it being what it is you know, your conscious thought. The thought that makes you think you are who you are. The thought that makes you think me think I'm panic, and that's this is what panic would do. Or people say panic, I knew you. Or panic, I knew you would say that. All right, whatever. Uh-huh. You don't know what the fuck you know what I mean? If you knew it, then why the fuck you asked? You know what I mean?
Right.
So a long story short. So in that context, it's your waking thought and it's represented as the light. The shadow, which is still a part of the unconscious. And, okay, understand this, that you realize your consciousness through a series of projections or flashes that come through way of your ego, which is a conscious thought. So you're not going to get in yourself and start having conversations. It flashes and still must be interpreted through your ego. You get what I'm saying? So the shadow self is always trying to rise. In other words, whatever it is you think you are, there's always that part of you that's telling you to do opposite of that. So you conscious, you go past that fucking barbecue. You know you want to get you a half a chicken and some rice. You conscious. You can't do that. You can't do that now.
Chicken in the rice.
Right. Guess what? That's your ego, big guy. Remember, Bobby Hemmett used to say this. Sometimes you just got to eat what your spirit tells you to fucking
eat. Tells you to eat. That's true.
I hope we're starting to get what the fuck he was talking about. In that context, you're not eating what your spirit told me. Because I've seen niggas eat that bullshit, go, that shit was delicious. No, it wasn't. You know what the fuck is delicious? A bowl of Fruit Loops, nigga. That shit is delicious. You know what I'm saying? Now, me personally, I don't eat that. I don't eat beef. I haven't eaten beef more than half the niggas out here was born. Pork, I haven't eaten pork since I was a little guy. I'm not a little guy anymore. You know what I'm saying? And it had nothing to do with nothing conscious or spiritual. My definition of spiritual. but it came from himself. You get what I'm saying? It came from himself. I wouldn't even know how to eat that shit today. I can smell it and throw up, but I'm more comfortable.
Yeah.
That's a choice. That choice was something I made for myself, unconsciously or
than
consciously.
Right. Yeah.
Now we gotta understand
this.
Mhm. Mhm. No, go ahead.
I was just gonna add on. Same thing for me. I didn't stop eating it because I heard, oh, it's bad for you. Really, I listened to myself and it said, don't eat that. So it had nothing to do with, oh, you can't eat this based upon you trying to be conscious and you trying to do, no.
Right. It's not. In fact, I'll do you one better. If you ask people, well, why aren't black people supposed to eat pork? They'll tell you health reasons. But actually, black people didn't eat pork because of Set worship. Set is known as a black pig. So out of reverence for Set, they didn't eat the black pig. It's the same way in India that they don't eat the cow because it's known as the mother.
Yeah. Right.
Hello. So so I could say what came out of me was reverence for the god Set. My spirit told me myself anew not to eat that shit. You follow what I'm saying? If you ask people, it's called the trichinosis. I'm like, well, technically, the trichinosis will do something for your ass because the worms are a wormhole or gateway player. And what's that dude's Mitchell, what's his name? The other dude, Mitchell, the other dude that speaks on spiritual thing was a psychologist himself. Mitchell Gibson. He said one of the four things.
Hello, Brother Panic. Can you hear me, or am I gone, or are you gone? Wow, I think I'm gone. Okay, let's see. All right, peace, you guys. Can you guys still hear me? Okay, so you guys can hear me. It's Panic that we cannot hear. So maybe his call drop, I'm sure he'll call back in. Okay, peace and greetings, everyone. Want to let you know, amazing share we got going on with Brother Panic here, live in the form. Sunday night, Brother Panic is going to be back, of course. He'll be back in just a few moments. And as we continue, if you want to reach out to Brother Panic, you can reach out to Brother Panic by just emailing him at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, PAC, at hotmail.com, and you can also reach out to me by you can reach out to me by emailing me at question QUESTION the number 4 blue at gmail.com for all of your readings and all of those things, for all of the apps, the dream apps. So, hold on just a moment. We're going to see. Let me see if Brother Panic is back on the line. I think his call dropped. Yes, his call dropped. So, just like my call dropped earlier, he'll be back on the line with us. I know you guys are enjoying the show. I know you are enjoying the show. So, why no callers? Because we haven't finished going through the talk yet. So, let's see. I think Brother Panic is back on the line. Let me see. Peace, Brother Panic.
And you want me to make it?
That's not Brother Panic. So let's wait a minute. Let's see if he can. yes. Okay, so we're going to see in just a moment. We'll continue on. We got an amazing forum going here tonight talking about the psyche, the shadow, the self, and the ego, which these are shows that Brother Panic has done in the past as well. It's a lot of the basis of my work as well, too, and others as we continue to share. Maybe we put on some music. Let me see if I can contact Brother Panic and see where he is. And see if he can get in on the phone line. So, all right, you guys, we're going to listen to a little bit of music. We're going to listen to the Wu-Tang music again, and then I'll be right back.
The fox, kind of foxy. Mr. Wolf, he's the guy who chased red through the woods and ate grandma. But a dog is a dog is a dog is a dog. Unlike the wolf who made a widower of grandpa.
Yeah. Mother flex my cash, the sexual ass. I whack the ab when I set my path. The vet don't crash, I'm built to long last. Grab my money clip, I hit the bong fast. Earn my respect, my checks, they better cash. Ping on the trigger with my nigga Fred Glass. Knuckle with brass, start snuffing you fags. Jumping out of cabs, grabbing money bags. Next shot, right through your hovercraft. You do the math, my ass and tongue slash. When you learn, it's return to shaft. The genuine thriller, the middle of draft. My force might blur, the Porsche purr. The apple martini, of course it stirs. I'll do the honor, the Shaolin bomber. Shark in armor, I bring the drama.
All right, everyone, we're going to continue right here live in the remix with Brother Panic, and he's back on the line with us. You back? Can you hear us, Brother Panic?
Yes, yes, the Illuminati cut us off.
Okay.
That was the last thing you heard. We were talking about Mitchell Gibson, right?
Yes.
Mitchell Gibson said four things the spirits will hover around. He had a name for it. One thing he said was liquor, which we know, pour that libation.
Yes.
Graveyards.
Yes.
Which we know. And curse words.
Yes.
Which sounded odd until I broke it to, and I was, that's what I said, oh, you're losing me, feller. But then, as I pointed out on the show before, I don't even curse as much in real life, because everybody curse a lot. I'm like, I don't curse. Then I'm listening, I'm like, who is this filthy mouth guy? I said, oh. Then I had the breakthrough where, no, all those curses are spiritual because it brings the spirits around, and the people who it is it hurts ain't supposed to hear this message. It's a form of protection. And the fourth thing he said, I think there was five things, but the fourth thing he said was pork. Pork. Pork brings the spirits around. Shit, then the spirit started talking to me, saying, yes, my nigga, sure enough. What we need you to do is take that pork, raw pork, and put it by a tree so we can feed and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Let me just say that while we're on it. Everybody should have a personal tree. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Everybody.
Everyone should have a personal tree. I've never said this, but you should have a tree somewhere, somehow, and you should feed that tree. That is the gateway to the fairy world for you. You've seen in the Harry Potter that the tree opened up and they'll go in the tree and the tree is the world. Down the rabbit hole is near the tree because it's the gateway to the quantum world or the fairy world. So find a tree, start feeding it, caring for it. There was some guy, Bobby used to go out and hug a tree. Well, you hugging the green tree, you opening up the heart chakra and all that.
Yeah.
So find a tree. So they told me to put that pork by the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And you would do so. But remember, it has those trichinosis in it, which are worms. It's a wormhole. You can call on Nyarlathotep, who's the great worm in the Necronomicon,
mm-hmm.
on that shit, if you cool, and I think you are cool enough to do so. So somebody wrote a tree with a question. Yes, a tree, mother. I'm sure you know what a tree is by now. Go find a tree and start communicating with it. This is odd, well, not odd, because I hadn't heard about early on. A guy said, my kid can talk to trees.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when that shit first happened to me, I went to Central Park and smoked a cigar. Smoke a cigar, you will be able to talk to trees. When I tell you, Central Park has the most disgruntled trees in America. They do. Oh, do you think you niggas want to get out of this matrix? They waiting on you niggas to do something. Oh my God, I went to Central Park. I can start to hear. How can I describe it? Like impressions. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The wind would blow, and then you would get like a feeling and impressions. And it's weird. Then you'll start feeling a mood.
Yeah.
Of the tree, I guess.
Yeah.
Like a mood, and then it's like you start deciphering that mood. And them motherfuckers was mad as shit. They was just mad at the mere fact they was in the middle of a bunch of bullshit. They said they was mad at these motherfuckers for coming down here and acting like they want to preserve nature. You know what I'm saying? It was just fucking It was almost like, nigga, we waiting for you now. This shit is no longer fun for us. We've been here forever in this spot. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to talk to the plants, you gotta understand the fairy kingdom represents the quantum world or a gateway in the quantum world. And the Egyptians looked at the quantum world as the afterlife, all connected. So what the Wiccans still kind of figured out, how to talk to that world, you got to commune with the fairy kingdom first.
Yes.
The fairies live in trees and all the rest of that shit. Shit. Bobby told the story of his sister who was conscious was thinking about moving to Africa. And she started talking about fairies. I can't remember the names, but this is his story. He said, oh, you went to Africa. Yo, you want to see fairies? Let's take this tree right here. She said, little fucking people, little fairy people lived in the fucking trees.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. Right. Little fairy people lived in the fucking trees. She said, she was thinking about moving, and she said, the fairies came in the room and said, take your ass back to America. You put in all this conscious work there, you missed it out on the payoff. You did all that dry humping, you know what I'm saying? You got the bra on loose, and then you bounced? That don't make no sense. You said, no, you literally just did this tongue kiss for hours. You did all that tongue kissing, oh, I'm going to bounce now. Wait a minute. The pants, you know, she's unloosing in her belt right now. Why are you bouncing? So, in other words, her trying to move back to fucking Africa. The fairies came and said, look, you need to take your funky ass back to America. And she did. So again, as I pointed out in the beginning, we think the folk aspect
mm-hmm.
is not ours, but the elementary aspect. See, we lost a lot of the fairy shit. One of the fairies are the god Bess.
Mm-hmm.
The god slash goddess, because it's their driving is Heka or Heka, H-E-K-A, the god of magic.
Yeah.
Bess, they look like trolls and leprechauns.
Yeah.
Or what became the leprechaun. Those were the fairies of the Negro times or the dwarfs. How we looked at dwarfs in Africa, that they were a symbol of everlasting life. All of them were magical. That's why they were small. They never grew up. So those were that's our fairy story, which you don't get much mythology on, which emerged in another folk tale.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As these fairies, where you're looking at this Peter Pan shit going, oh, that's some white shit that he made up for cartoons and Disney. No, that's our shit. All of this shit is ours. You don't get to say the white man just called out the cave 5 minutes ago and all of a sudden credit him with a fucking whole mythology, a whole language, and a whole working system. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It could be nothing else but ours. You get what I'm saying? If you get over the shock of the white man who tells you to sweep up at Walmart, and don't look at it as that. Look at it as them, the best of them, trying to recreate something that we already had for their benefit in the form of a folktale. And our elements are there. You got to study the fairies for our elements, not for that white, not for Tinkerbell. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
For our elements that we're in. So that's really the key. So how do you do that? I'm the how-to guy. Instead of the theory guy. How do you do that? You first adopt a tree. And then you make that tree the gateway to the fairy world. You feed that tree. You hug that tree if you know what I'm saying? Because what it does is your heart connect the green from the frequency in your heart chakra connects with that green fertility.
Right.
That's how you start to make a communication or a psychic connection with the tree. Then you feed that tree shit. Cookies, candy, cake, fruit, whatever.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. Soul food. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Soul food. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I put out a plate of goddamn smothered chicken for that tree. You know what I'm saying? That tree will eat better than my kids. So now, you know, because they ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? That tree is helping more than them. You, 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 That's just these goddamn stepkids. The fucking garbage. These niggas know how to pile a garbage can. Like, it's like, I had to tell a nigga, look, this ain't a game with Jenga, nigga. Take out the fucking garbage. Just piling shit on top of the shit. You know what I'm saying? Take out the garbage, nigga. Just piling the shit on. So I'm like, shit, I'm ready. The first plate, you know what I'm saying, going to me, mm-hmm. Khadijah, then the tree. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Y'all niggas might have to boil some eggs.
Oh, wow.
I'm only kidding. They some good kids doing their shit at their age. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anyway, so that opens up the harmony. You may look real funny outside, you know what I'm saying?
In your tree.
Hugging a tree or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Hug my tree all the time. I love my tree.
Right. Talk, and what you're trying to do is make a psychic connection.
Yes.
And you will see that shit in your dreams.
Sure
in fact, even when I was in Brooklyn, there was this one tree that every time I walked by, there was some food, my rice, this, that. So it probably was some Santeria thing. I said, let me see what's going on with that tree. In the dream world, I seen this little boy with a fucking, what's that hat that Eddie Murphy wore in The Golden Child? A leather Golden Child hat, you know what I'm saying?
Oh.
And just chilling. I'm asking myself, I can't remember what happened for the life of me, but he told me some shit, told somebody else, and it was a success. Everything was great. But communicated with that tree that somebody animated or already made a gateway for themselves.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I had a boy named Stacy Berry. The tree I had in Brooklyn was out right outside my window. It used to grow these berries on it. And my man Stacy used to come through that tree. And every time those berries ripened, which was towards the end of the summer, the berries used to come in my window. One time it just was all the way in my bathroom sink.
Mm.
But how the fuck did these get in here? My man, so I take those berries, they'll dry out on my altar and for a whole year. And I did something when the Orishas came with Ogun. And the people who got shot or who got killed by bullets, they were stuck in a realm and it's still under Ogun based upon his connection with the metal. And what I was able to do was go in with Ogun, negotiate them niggas' freedom, if you will.
Yes, yes.
My man Stacy came. I just said when I was talking to Ogun, and this is not that what I'm because this is not that I put something in the pot to contact Ogun. This was some major contact with some major high paths with the Orishas. And that's why I could say in all confidence, they're not even impressed with all that ass kissing you're doing.
Right.
It's not even reaching them. Remember, they have multiple paths. And because your thoughts are so fucking low, your thoughts are so egotistical, your thoughts are so agenda, your thoughts are so to prove that you are somebody with them, you are talking to their lower paths. How do you like those apples?
Mm-hmm.
And that and those a lot of those lower paths become more ego-driven.
Yes.
A lot of those higher paths you, of the same deity, Oshun got like 23 different paths.
Yes.
You're not reaching them. So long story short, without tooting my own horn more than I already did, a lot of people who were trapped in gun violence, and that's a lot of niggas, were able to get free based upon Brother Panic's negotiations. So let me tell you something. And I don't really need to even ring my own bell. People have told me what they witnessed on that level. This is not because I'm cooler than you. This is because I applied this methodology, the same methodology that I'm sharing tonight. So it's not like I'm trying to be better and say, no, that's my fly shit. Your shit is some other shit. Only thing I've done is what I'm sharing with you now. So no matter how cool I think I am or trying to sound, everything that's cool about me, I'm sharing it for you right now. You know what I'm saying? You could be... If you even call it cool, you can be just as cool or even greater, as Jesus said. So this is real shit that went on. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Real shit
right.
that went on, and shifting my thoughts and understanding to all I've said to you, including this tonight, is how this is happening, why it's happening. You get what I'm saying? Why it's happening,
right.
And whatever can happen to me can happen to you. Everything that's in me is in you.
Yes.
You know. Everything that's in me is in you. So
no matter what I could say, I could say, look, nigga, I got seven dicks, and I know how to walk horizontally. Why can't you do the same thing? You get what I'm saying? That's where niggas get fucked up. But see, Penny got an ego. No, that's not the ego. That's not it. Maybe I do got seven dicks. Who the fuck you? You know, because everything I can do, you can do. So let's pretend that's the ego. You deserve to have more than two because you can do it too, you lazy fucker. You lazy fucker. What's your story? I'm here telling you my story. What's your story then? You know what I'm saying? Don't fucking repeat some bullshit you read in a Kabbalah book and think it's deep. What did you do with it? What's the breakthrough, player? You get what I'm saying? Because I can read the same books as you read.
Right.
How do you like those apples? You get what I'm saying? What did you do with it? Nothing. You became a better guy to explain what I could read and define for myself. Profound. How fucking profound is that? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
How profound is that? So what it is even to this methodology, it's not even for you to realize what I realize. It's for you to realize what it is for you to realize. What's better than someone saying, yo, this is a methodology for self-realization? So you can have your own mythology, your own story, your own victory. That's someone who's deferring to you. Someone who's trying to tell you how you should think about some shit. You see the label?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, just making sure. Someone who's there to tell you or sound deep, the unification and fortification of conjunction, which unfolds, okay, that's profound, but what is it that you're really doing?
Yes.
I mean, what are you trying to tell me? That you're deep and that's how the Egyptians talk or something? Is that what you're saying? I mean, where I'm from and where I grew up, we call that shit white talk.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
White talk. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know what I mean? So who are you talking to? You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know, okay. And if there's people who's receiving that, great, they're supposed to receive that. I'm talking niggery because I'm talking about ancient nigger methodology. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And I'm talking like every other nigger says in the street today. Nigger, make it plain. You get what I'm saying? Make it plain. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So this shit is easy and plain. That's one of the things I'm hoping to bring that. Now, this is actually really easy, but you got something that's blocking you. You're calling it, I don't know, but I'm telling you what it is. It's your own reasoning.
Yes.
It's your own logic. It's your own, I think I'm deep to two. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to humble yourself to yourself. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I could be as deep as I want to be or arrogant as I want to be on Facebook. That ain't getting, y'all ain't fucking me up with that. I keep that way. That keep that shit on Facebook.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? When we close the door, I'm humble to myself, which is the only person I'm supposed to be humble to. You get what I'm saying? Only person, and you should be the same. You shouldn't be humble to me.
Right.
I'm like, it's not, you know, if you email it for Mr. Panic, sir, I don't mean to bother you. Don't do that. You don't need to do that. I don't need you to do that. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make me feel better.
Or even
it doesn't make me feel better.
Or the opposite of that. You know, F this and F that.
Oh, yeah. And cursing me out doesn't hurt me neither. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? There's motherfuckers. Teresa said I shouldn't fuck with you. I should have listened to Teresa. I'm like, you goddamn right you should have listened. You shouldn't listen to me. Why the fuck are you listening to Teresa? Always willing to listen to some fucking body. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Why don't you listen to your, what did yourself say? Fuck Teresa. You know what I'm saying? You know, fuck Teresa. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, listen. You're just willing to listen to somebody. So you just clown yourself with just that. Like I said, I'm not here, and you shouldn't want me to make you feel good.
Right.
Fuck that. I'm doing your honor. I can make you feel good. I can say, what do you think, I'm stupid or something? I know how to say queen and sister. What do you think? I know how to do that. I know how to, oh, baby, and you so right, and I believe you. And not say what I want to say. You know, I put up a status message. You are not allowed to like your own Facebook comments. It's assumed. It's assumed that you like it already because you put it up there. Now, anybody in their fucking right mind would know that's a joke. Motherfucker, right. You can't tell me what to do. I am a goddess. Like, you insane, psychopathic motherfucker. You get what I'm saying? So that's all right. I like bullshit back and forth. That's what I do on Facebook. Again, I separate the two. Dream work, spiritual work, ain't no bullshit. Ain't no half-step in there. But
right.
Guess what? Guess what? Let me clue you to something. We're on Facebook. That's what it's for.
Right.
Panic is not divine because he said that to me on Facebook. You nigga, you silly rabbit. You silly fool. You know what I'm saying? Again, let me say, I'm not here to be your personal friend. We may become personal friends.
Right.
But understand, if you can't deal with what I'm saying or the picture I put up on Facebook, you have an option. Not to comment, remove yourself from my friends list, and just come to the Blue Show Hotel. All right. let's get into this before the rant. Let me see. Okay. I want to get into a little bit of this.
Okay.
The anima, the first object is the mother. We talked about it a little bit. But the first object is the mother. She is your God. She is your God. So she is the one that's responsible for building your anima. So her flaws, if you have an American money, becomes your flaws or the flaws you look at in a woman.
Right.
In a woman. You think it's your father that taught you to beat. Let's say you see an abusive relationship, and they'll say, well, he seen his father beat his mother, so he beats his mother. So you think you got that from your father. No.
Right.
You got that from your mother because she let him do it.
Yes.
How you like those apples?
Mm-hmm.
Because she is the first object. Your mom is God.
Yes.
From the first moment that titty went in your mouth, she's God.
Yes.
You sitting there going, I smell like shit. Oh, here she come right on time with the talcum powder and the oil.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? She's God. So now her flaws become built in you and built into your shock system and what animates you.
Yeah.
So you're age 18, you see a hot chick from across the room. You don't even know yet, but you're looking at your mom.
That's right.
Your mom's that template. Everything. Something in her animated you. The masculine energy is waiting to be animated by the feminine object constantly. That's why you go party and there's nothing but niggas on the wall. That's exactly what it is. As soon as the chicks get in, you know what I'm saying? Time to get low, get low, get low. You know what I'm saying? That's when the shit starts. It animates you. So she is that object. So now you take an African village. You get one, get what I'm saying? See, I'm going where everybody is your mother. Even this was, let me tell you something. This was so important that we even carried this shit over in our ignorance in America. If you seen somebody's kid fucking up, you get to whip their ass in the street. Take them home, they get another ass whipped. Because everyone was your mother. In this kind of way, it doesn't focus in on your flawed mother, on your mother's flaw. You have the ability to say, well, my mother was this, that, the other. But my aunt filled in where my mother came short.
Right.
So then I have a clean slate for women. That's the idea. You ain't look. If your mom's was flawed, you're now going to find flawed women because it's in your shadow and built in your anima, which animates you now. Again, that's the reference that why these cultures started from day one because they were building up the anima. Their whole essence was going to be conducive to that culture. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
And now, also, polygamy is now the greatest portion of the ego. I got two bitches. You know what I'm saying? I'll sleep with four titties. You know what I'm saying? But actually, it was to shut down the ego. That's why we did it, based upon jealousy. You see, now it's unthinkable to see your husband or wife sleeping with somebody else. You're like, okay, I'm just going to start getting some eggs. It's unthinkable while they're fucking. Now, polygamy, you're supposed to be deep, and this is an African way. Well, why did they do that? Because every woman of age was seen as your wife.
In other words, you didn't. The choice was in America. I like my wife because she used to wear them goddamn sundresses and the flip flops and fuck. They don't do that over there. You arrange. That's your bitch. She's for you. You for her. You get what I'm saying? So you know she may have fucked up corns, but you got to suck them at night. That's how it go. So if everyone was your wife, if in that communal, that's a quantum mentality. So you have more than one wife because all of these spoke to the self. It wasn't a badge. It was just you see them as the same way. You weren't particular about it. They all had their wife number two had a duty, right? Wife number three had a duty.
Yeah.
Wife, that's why they call wife number one and wife number two.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Your duty was to get them pregnant. Your duty was to get them pregnant, to have a boy. A king's duty is to have a son.
Right.
Here, you get what I'm saying? Because that's your duty, motherfucker. You got a duty, meaning that again, this whole concept was based upon shutting down this ego that everyone's talking about. Now, understand this: the Willie Lynch concept. What would they do? Out of the many things that they did, what would they do? They would take a baby. They would take a slave, and they would make a point of saying, beat him in front of the kids.
Yes.
And the pregnant mother.
Yeah.
What were they doing? Just abusing you?
No.
They were programming your anima and shadow self.
Right.
And they said it in the way, this will instill fear into them.
Yes.
Remember, this is supposed to be some new hot shit. Now you're supposed to listen to opera and the colors in the womb like that's some new shit. Then how come the Willie Lynch automatically knew how to program the baby in the womb? Because that's our old science.
Yes.
How to program the baby in the womb. That's what the cultures were about. It was a system to deal with the psyche, not just hot, we all under the fucking sycamore tree, and then we dance. No, it was about unison. Dancing was about getting into the quantum world in unity, which was the uniform. The self is represented as a circle, unity. The ego is represented out of the as a box. That's why they say, think outside of the box. Think outside of your ego. And outside of your ego is the self, which is a circle. You get what I'm saying? So we dance in circles, eight in circles. That's why your plate is a circle now, because it's a womb. It's the mother. It's the quantum thing. It's why we all dress like it's a quantum thing. It was a unification. It was a unification which bypassed individuality and the ego. You know what I'm saying? I want to stop my ego. Well, now you got fucking dialogue on how to do it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got dialogue on how to do it. Now, and because I'm going to get this in before this show ends. And I'm going to explain this so you be clear on who the fuck it is y'all talking to in the future, so y'all know exactly who you don't know exactly the fucking answer you're going to get, and I can save you time and heartache right now. There are two types of mythologies, one called the right-hand path and the left-hand path. The right-hand path is the mythology of the village compound.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps us fixed in the context of your world. You grow up and live as expected. If you grow up in a rich society, we expect you to be rich. If you grow up in a humble society, we expect you to be humble. The right-hand path mythology, or you'll hear that in those African things that everybody likes to put up in their science message, those fucking quotes. It's everything, you know, takes a village to raise a child. That's called the right-hand path, because what it does is it gives you the mythology that's conducive to everybody. You get what I'm saying? And the villages all sing. What I'm on, what the conscious person is supposed to be on, is called the left-hand path.
Yeah.
What is the left-hand path, Brother Panic? Well, it is First, starting with the definition of following your own bliss. Following your own bliss, which means you are going against the cultural dynamic. You are going against the mask, persona. Now, remember, the persona and the ego are very connected because your ego is, as I pointed out, you want to go to the porn store, but your ego is saying, no, I'm a church man, so I can't do it. That's a fight. So the ego is based upon society. The ego, as I pointed out in this context, is you got to be conscious. You can't have a perm. You got to have dreads or something in your hair. You got to hold a dove or a flower or something. So when you're on the left-hand path, you basically said, fuck all of that. So when you hear me say, I'm not fond of humanity. Fuck cleaning up ducks in an oil spill. I'm not joining any groups because I am on what they call the left-hand path, which is also called the journey of the hero.
Yes.
And the journey of the hero is about doing something that hasn't been done before, because if you're on the right-hand path, you're doing exactly what has been
yes.
done before. Your great-grandfather was a farmer. Your great grandfather's a farmer, your grandfather's a farmer, you're a farmer, and your kids will be what?
Oh, let me guess.
Farmers. So when you're saying, you'll see this movie, Dad, I do not wish to be a farmer. I wish to be something more. You get what I'm saying? That is represented as the left-hand path. I am on the left-hand path. So for a person on the left-hand path, there is no hope yet for me. There are certain things that's obvious. You know, panic, we don't want to throw the babies out the window. Do you want to do it because you're on the left-hand path? That's kind of stupid. Don't even entertain me with that. We're talking about a deeper place. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I am not communal in the context of the persona of what is now being called consciousness. Simple as that. Yeah. That is not my definition of consciousness. And in the context of the path that I chose, it would be if I chose the right-hand path, then I join in a communal mindset. I join in the persona of a mindset. So I need to say Sistar, Hotep, Ashe, and the rest of that to identify with the communal compound, the communal village. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So you're always going to hear me joke. You're always going to hear me clown it because I'm not in it with you on that level. I understand that, but I'm on the journey of the hero. There's another person that became an outcast.
Mm.
Guess what his name is? Satan.
Yes.
Satan.
Mm-hmm.
He got casted out of heaven for doing what? Lord, I don't want to go with the humans. He said that. I'm better than them. Now, it wasn't better than them in an ego way. It was better than them in a transformative way. You get what I'm saying? So the meaning, now they'll say if you're on the right-hand path, that you are not going to have a breakthrough.
Yeah.
You're going to do what you're expected to do.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, I'm better than them, meaning, Lord, I had a breakthrough. Who the fuck are you to be telling me what the fuck to do? So everyone who's on earth is actually Satan. Now, I broke this shit down before.
Yes, in another
show. Out of darkness comes light. Out of the shadow is projected into the ego matrix as a form of projection. So the process is out of darkness comes into light, out of negative polarity comes into positive polarity, and it is the process. But you first have to get out of the circle called culture, the endless circle of what it is you're expected to do.
Mm-hmm.
You, like I said, you live as expected, you act as expected, and you hear it all the time, as I pointed out. I must do my duty as a son.
Mm-hmm.
I must do my duty as a woman. That's all good and fine when you're in the communal concept. When you are going for enlightenment, you got to step out of the communal concept. So once again, I want to be African, I want to be this, I want to be that. You are enslaving yourself in an old cultural concept, but let's even say what's popping. You are expected to do what you are expected to do. If you're a daughter of Oshun, you better be doing some Oshun shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
If you If you in voodoo and you red with Baron Zombie, you better put on the top hat, bitch. You get what I'm saying? It's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is a communal thing. It's about the persona, and it is slated to work with your ego. That's the right-hand path. Nothing wrong with it. It's a level. It's a level. The other aspect is the left-hand path. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And why am I always in conflict? You say, well, Panic always arguing he's in conflict. Because my bliss is not your bliss, bitch. You get what I'm saying? My bliss is not your bliss, nigga. So I'm always in conflict with your definition. Because I'm going on the left-hand path, which is my definition of bliss. You get what I'm saying? And that's the path to becoming a god and a goddess. You are defining for yourself your current matrix and the matrix and then the reality you fit yourself into for your transformation. It's called the left-hand path, player. You get what I'm saying? So I should always be in conflict. In fact, the more I'll do you better, the more people don't agree with me, the more I feel satisfied that I'm not doing the shit that you do.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you for taking me off your friend's list. Thank you, because you showed me I'm not falling into the bullshit that you fell into.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? God damn it. See, when you're on the left-hand path, you're in the realm of no rules. Mm-hmm. Realm of no rules. What does that mean? Peach soda can kill you. You can kill yourself with peach soda because you're not in the rules of echinacea or Tylenol. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Since your bliss is not mine, we are always in conflict. You get what I'm saying? See, we can see, most of the people who are on the right-hand path, most of the Negroes that I can face with, I can get you a bliss in 2 minutes. All we have to do is kill all the white people. All we have to do is kill all the white people, because that's the only thing y'all niggas is complaining about.
Mm.
White people just got here. What the fuck was we complaining about before then? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That, you know, it's easy. No more whites, and you niggas are in heaven. You know what I'm saying? Now you get to fry your own chicken, and not only that, you get to own the store. You know what I'm saying? You know, you get to own the store. You know what I'm saying? We got 5 minutes, and there's two more pages, which oh, no, there's one more page. Let me see if there's anything worth stepping up.
Yeah,
because
we have 3 minutes before we actually go to the after show. So
okay.
Definitely want to let everyone know, Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to be doing Q&A and Chat and Chill with Brother Panic. So just want to make sure if you guys want to reach out to Brother Panic for your herb packs, for your baths, all of the baths, money baths, energy clearing baths, any kind of baths that you want, as well as the CDs for meditation and some of the books that are hard to find and that are out of print, that you can get a clear copy that you can physically hold in your hand. You email Brother Panic at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. So, and you guys know how you can reach me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, for all of your readings. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Brother Panic, as we get ready to kind of leave.
I'm struggling to the after show. Right?
Yeah, to the after show.
Right, so if you was in the chat room, you want to download, because you get like maybe an hour if you're lucky, if we're lucky.
Yes.
You get a little bit, you may get an hour extra shit, you know what I'm saying? But what I would have to say, get a herb pack and be somebody, goddammit. Be somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, a lot of different stuff that can help. But I sure like when somebody just orders an herb pack, it's right to the point. I got a bucket of that shit I've been brewed up. Herb pack bing. You know, it's always great. I get the herb pack, the stardust, and an ODB oil. I'm like, God damn, I got to get the bottle. But, I don't sound too harsh, because I appreciate, you know, people spreading that love that way, and I'm able to share something that actually can help on this level. But like I said, I'm not gonna be a bitch for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You come respectful, I come respectful. You start harassing me, you know, we turn into something else. You know what I mean? I might as well go back to fixing computers. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
Because they call me Mr. Panic. You know what I'm saying? and I wasn't even saving that black ass from oblivion.
So there you go, you guys. I just want to close out. If you like the show, make sure you like it on Facebook, like it here, tweet the show, pass the show on just to give some feedback, and also hit me up in Brother Panic as well on Facebook. You know, hit us up. Let us know. We're going to keep.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I also have people who are already on Facebook. Try to tell me you want to join the group, and for no other reason than when I do send out emails about the shows or any information, you'll be able to get that email real quick. So it's Pan, comma, Demon, or I'm Panic Demonium on Facebook. But send me an email like you've been doing. Hey, I know your work, or hey, what's up, brother? Just add me or whatever. So I know you know who I am, and we can do it there. I'll send you links to all the past shows I did. I put up lectures that you hardly see, because I have all the old lectures, the body and the rest of them. So every once in a while, I put up shit that's not on YouTube, on YouTube at Occult Lectures with an F. That's my channel on YouTube. You'll see some stuff there. And like I said, PANICPACK for all your spirit child needs, and we'll continue on. And let me tell you, y'all niggas, I know you already, it's almost like irrelevant to say get a reading from Ms. Blue. But I'll say, just to be politically correct, get a reading from Ms. Blue. And I mean, it's like that goes without saying at this point. You know what I'm saying? Every nigga's that email, I'm lined up for my reading, nigga. All I need is my pack. I'm like, God damn. That shit is almost like, that's almost like chips in a 40 ounce at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They come together.
You know, the Super Bowl's about to go on and all this kind of shit. So, you know, as we say, do the thing. And I hope this information can help you realize yourself and leave me out of your shit. My brother kind of be acting, no, you act crazy too. I want to hear how crazy you can go. So we'll keep talking. And we'll be back on Sunday night. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back on Sunday night. I'll talk a little bit about this in the question and answers. Now, again, if you heard this, then now you know how irrelevant it is to ask me about dreams when they come from your shadow self.
Yes.
From your shadow self. Mm-hmm. So as we've been talking, a lot of this is really about, and where you can say the melanin comes in as the shadow self, is that you're building up these traumas. The key to transformation is actually these traumas. America is the updated trauma that happened. That's in a lot of mythologies. The rise that's in the West. Osiris was called the Great Westerner. See, the sun rises in the east and sets in the west, only to rise again. So we're the baddest of them all. That's why we're here in the West. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. That's why we're here in the West. Because we're the badasses out of all those Negroes walking around. That's why we here. We the finishing team. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So to put your ass back in some old shit, it's like, nigga, you failed. You just benched yourself. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You sitting on the bench right now. You just benched yourself, nigga. This is the end game. You know what I'm saying? You just acting like, coach, take me out. I can't play. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like that's kind of like what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? You want to play this game. You know what I'm saying? It's not about trying to redeem nothing. It's trying to factor in this trauma and have the realizations through this trauma. You get what I'm saying? Up there, Africans do that shit. There was some show I was watching where this nigga just goes to every place in Africa. And the nigga said, you don't want to fuck with these niggas. You get what I'm saying? These motherfuckers will kill you if you ain't blinking right.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. My friend went to go do it. But in their dress now, they had bullets all attached to them.
So you would say, well, if they're so old and African, why they got the new bullshit? Because they recognized that this was a new tool of war, and it went along with their persona. They incorporated it into themselves. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So that even Africans were trying to are actually renewing themselves. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're
trying to go to some old shit that it's some old shit that is not consciousness. It dictates, or it's not going to lead to enlightenment. It's going to lead to life management in the best case scenario. Because even that's still not happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Motherfuckers
right.
are still destroyed. But a lot of these groups lead to life management. You know what I'm saying? You have a creed or a code to live by. Enlightenment is a different process,
mm-hmm.
a totally different process. It is, I cannot say it enough, self-realization,
okay.
realization of self. This is a personal task or a personal form of self-transformation, a personal goal, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And helping the black people and teaching the black people as if that shit even worked, you know what I'm saying? Because nobody seems to be taught after everybody. So, in fact, you know, everybody that's supposed to be teaching the babies, where are these babies that was taught? You know what I'm saying? Like, where's these motherfuckers walking around as fucking rocket scientists? You know, where are the baby rocket scientists at? Because everyone's teaching the fucking babies. You know what I'm saying? And the motherfuckers, the babies have their own purpose for being here.
They sure do.
In other words, that's why your fucking kids don't listen. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They don't listen. Your goal is your insanity.
Yeah.
Is to still teach them what you call safe and insane. Some things are common sense, you know, cross that the green and not in between.
Mm-hmm.
But telling them things about, well, this is how you do with boys and that. Some things are just common and obvious. And
right.
some things are your shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Your shit. They're going to do the opposite shit because they're trying to figure out their shit. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Their shit. You know what I mean? And really, you got to take this with consciousness to that level. Like, nobody want to, I mean, if nobody heard what you're saying and they're already suffering from Christianity, you sound fucking decent.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's really learning that. You sound,
right.
you know, Kemet and Kepha and all the rest of that shit. But that's like fucking surface material.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you'll usually find people say that. That brother is deep. But like, but that's not what you're supposed to be getting out of this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
You're not supposed to be getting out of it. You're not supposed to be getting that brother's deep. I thought you were supposed to be becoming deep. So
right.
even after what he said, most people will become deep off of repeating what they heard. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Actually, you're supposed to say, I guess the best thing you can say is, wow, that brother did something, and I can see he's thinking different from your average bear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so what is he doing? What did he do? What did he study? What was his methodology to become a different thinker? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if he shares that, which he should be sharing that with you, do
right.
this, do that. Bobby Hemmett, you've got to give him his props there.
Yes.
You've got to give him his props there. Because everything I've ever heard him done was how you could do it yourself. In fact, and I know it's no big fucking secret, that's if people were asking me to speak, there's no other way I would speak but that way, based upon the teachings of Brother Hemmett.
Yeah.
And again, like I said, it's not about repeating what he says. What it's really about is, and I think he recognized it too. I understood a lot of the core methodology of how to get to a place of my own enlightenment. It's
right.
not about getting to his level or
right.
or panic level. It's getting to my, so it's methodology. It's the method
mm-hmm.
that's really important. What's happening in this lecture, like many others, is I always try to drop a method. Look, nigga, the herb pack does that for me. Get what I'm saying? And it will do that for you.
You. Exactly.
And it has been doing that. Because that's a method. And ain't nothing deep about that. Ain't nothing the cosmological, mythological about that.
the deepest thing is me channeling it, and then the spirit telling me to no, that's something you should share. Boom, there you have it. You know what I'm saying? It's not really being more profound or something. You know, it's sharing with you. I ain't got to share that with nobody. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so the key is, you know, the key is, whenever you listen to any conscious thought, are they entertaining themselves in front of you, or are they giving me something that I can use in whatever area, not just, you know, what I go hard on is that I'm a whole teacher when I'm about to cook. That's not to knock if somebody's talking about how to make better cookies.
Right.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they shouldn't be telling you how great their cookies are or the opinion of how great their cookies are.
Right.
Let them give you the fucking recipe.
How you can make
the recipe. Right. The recipe. You know what I'm saying? You should be interested in motherfucking recipe, all you conscious do-gooders out there. Interested in motherfucking recipe methodology. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Methodology and recipe. How do I do that for myself? Yeah, that's real groovy panic that you fucking was talking to Jimi Hendrix at the park. But how can I do it too? Oh, yeah, here's how you do it. Smoke a herb pack, player. You know what I'm saying? How do you start dealing with some of that shadow? How do you start dealing with some of those things that are blocking you in the ego? Get a reading, my nigga. Get a reading. Get a reading.
Right.
He's going to tell you what some of your things have been lined up with. Get that Akashic Record reading. That's the must. I just tell you, Blue straightened out my pubic hairs when she read my sister's, when she read my sister in Akashic reading. And I'm going to know who the fuck my sister was. This, you brought back childhood memories. I said, oh, God, I remember saying that when I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
And I made it my business. Now I have to tell Blue nothing. Well, I think most of this or that to the other. Nothing.
Right.
This, hey, remember I told you about my sister? I'm going to have to give you a call for boom, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it is. So, I mean, this shit is real. It's real if you're doing it right. If you're doing it right, it's real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's real. You got to remember, a lot of people were born in church. And I talk about anima.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why we so hard with this church mentality, like as if I'm a preacher, some kind of shit. And I'm like, no, I'm really telling you to get out the nest. You know what I'm saying? I should be talking, you know, I know we have fun with the reach. So a lot of people are around based upon, you know, just you know, we chop it up on the remix.
Yeah.
But technically, they should get something out the lecture. But yeah. I expect a certain amount of people that I've seen for a long time to be on some breakthrough shit, to have had it. And the new people to hear this and to ask me for the old links. Because, in other words, I'm not trying to build up a congregation. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to know Miss Blue has your back. There's people who come to her and say, I will come to your show and I'll bring my own followers.
Yes.
And the first thing out of Blue's mouth is, now a lot of people have done that to her. And because me and her chop it up like that, and the first thing out of Blue's mouth is, I don't have followers.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? So, in other words, nobody's trying to play anybody cheap here. I think I'm talking to grown folks that's ready to handle their business.
That's
and I, it's clear that Ms. Blue sees the same thing. So the only thing up to you is to handle the business. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Which is real simple. Which is real simple. So one of the easy things you could do is say, whenever you get off a blog talk or YouTube or a lecture, is there something I can walk away with here that I can use? Or did I just hear somebody talk and really it sounded eloquent with all the language that I heard? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In other words, this, you know, there was a lot of hoteps, kundalini, pineals, third eye, chakras, crystals. You know, I feel good because it's the language that I'm trying. You know, I didn't hear hallelujah, Jesus is the Lord, and Christ is coming, so I feel better. But did I walk away with just as much as I used to walk away with church?
Right.
Better. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily saying, okay. I got it. I got something I can try and experiment with. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Experiment with.
you know what I'm saying, experiment with. And like tonight, you got a way to see how things come into you, into your psyche. So you know what to throw away, to put to the side and try to get to that point of discovery. That's the shit. That's the only reason I stayed on the lecture scene. And because that's some shit that would have lasted 5 minutes with me, and most wouldn't even have known my name. But out of, when it was all said and done, and I got taped to everybody, when it was all said and done, Bobby connected with me, not because, or let me say, let me be real with it, I connected with Bobby, right? Because it was,
oh, dang it.